Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
Red lights at the round table, three dots where we're able. We do routine to call the scene, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. Red lights at the round table, our shows are more mid table. So many times we give and rhyme, but are quite something able. We're off so mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Ma'am, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh! How'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
Oh, didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed,
bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Do you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
He seizes the turbo. All those who are king seizes the turbo and the knights of the round table.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Paul Harvey.
In constant sorrow all through his days, I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been in trouble. No pleasure here on earth I find. For in this world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to help me now. He has no friends to help him now. Never expect to see you again. For I'm bound to ride that northern railroad. Perhaps I'll die upon this train.
Perhaps he'll die upon this train. Sleeping in
Disease the Terrible. All rise for King Disease the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html, where you have access to three separate chat rooms all on one page. Pretty nifty. Anyway, so before I start the knockdown drag out of what is to be today's Knights of the Round Table, I want to play a little bit of a deal on here from YouTube channel out there. You just gotta listen really close to what's being said here, and I mean pay attention to detail, because there's something like something like just not right, something that doesn't jive, so to speak. So before the knockdown drag out begins, listen closely to what's being said here
to be rectified, and I look forward to hearing back from you. The emails, the classified Hillary Clinton emails, can you provide us those classified emails?
Well, we didn't look at the classified emails. That wasn't part of our review.
You didn't cut off, man.
This is live, man. You're talking right.
Certainly, I can provide you what I think I believe we have provided Congress with everything that we had. We can certainly... it's over in Senate Security. We provided it to SSCI, I believe, and HIPAA.
Can you provide this committee in a secure format the classified emails?
What I can to a certain extent. I cannot provide a certain segment of them because the agency that owns the information for those emails has limited the distribution on those. So they're characterizing them as ORCON.
Explain what ORCON is.
Originator control. So I can't give them to even Congress without getting the agency's permission to provide them. So they have been provided.
Which agency?
I can't say that here in an open hearing, sir.
So you can't even tell me which agency won't allow us as members of Congress to see something that Hillary Clinton allowed somebody without a security clearance in a non-protected format to see. That's correct?
Yeah, this is the segment of emails that this is why my letter back to Ranking Member Cummings had to be classified, because people would like to see this segment of emails, and this has been an issue not just with you and your committee, but with several members at this point. And so we have gone back to the agency that is involved several times, and we can certainly do that again and ask permission.
Can you generally tell me, is it because they're so sensitive about signals intelligence, humans intelligence? What?
We shouldn't get into the content of these emails in an open hearing.
I don't want to violate that, but the concern is that it has already been violated, and it was violated by Hillary Clinton, and it was her choice. She set it up. And she created this problem, and she created this mess. We shouldn't have to go through this, but she did that.
This is the segment of emails that I had to have people in my office read in to particular programs to even see these emails. We didn't possess the required clearances and compartments.
So even the Inspector General for ODNI didn't have the requisite security clearances.
That's correct. I had to get read-ins for them.
Well, now, what do you think of that? So, I basically typed a comment into the chat on that particular video, and I said, Congress has oversight of every government agency. So, my question is, again, what agency is so secret that not even Congress has oversight? And the next thing is, if it was that secret, why isn't anyone in jail for having it unsecured? We the people are being played like a banjo. That comment got 47 thumbs up and several replies to it, which I might read one or two of these replies, depending. But either way, you're talking about a government agency, secret, sub-secret government agency that not even Congress has oversight to. I find that to be extremely disturbing, because Congress is basically the overseer, the ones that write the laws, They're the ones who make it legal for these agencies to even exist. Yet there's an agency out there that not even Congress has oversight to. You guys got any thought on that? No? Yeah? No?
First of all, they'd have to be under the law, not above the law. So.
Well, I find it like I said, really disturbing that there's even an agency in the United States that has that much power that not even Congress is available to see any information dealing with it without permission from said agency. You know, they talk about shadow governments and secret governments all the time, and if you mention it, it's a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theory to say that there's a shadow government out there running our government. Yet here you are in actual Congress setting, them trying to get information for a hearing that they're not allowed to see or even know the name or even be able to speak the name of this said agency in public. Something ain't right. You know, something just isn't right with that picture. So, you know, we talk about our presidents and people say, well, you know, your president's just a puppet, blah, blah. And presidents have no power and all this kind of jazz. And, you know, when you say that and you hear that, sounds like conspiracy, sounds like, you know, we the people actually have no choice in anything, election-wise or whatever, that we're just being kind of, you know, led like sheep to the slaughter, so to speak. Well, I'm a realist when it comes to certain things, and if somebody's saying something and then turn around and trying to make you sound crazy for like repeating something, then tell me what's going on here. Anybody know anything besides that? Yeah? No? All right, well, I'll take the ball and run with it myself then, I guess. All right, look. There was an election. A man was chosen for the presidency. It wasn't the mainstream deal. And he's being basically targeted as, you know, nuts or whatever, crazy. They don't want him in office. For some reason, the mainstream media hates him. The alternative media on the liberal side hate him. The government hates him. And everybody's trying to make sure that the election is turned over towards a candidate that we definitely know that nobody liked, that basically started this controversy that you just heard on the little podcast deal. There's been soldiers that have been charged and basically court-martialed for lesser crimes, yet one particular individual who was running for president was able to literally do multitudes times worse than, you know, what these other individuals had done. And yet there ain't been no kind of prosecution, only cover-ups. And cover-ups all the way up from the FBI all the way up to the CIA.
I think there's more cover-up than there is doing.
Well, then when Congress asks about it, okay, we're trying to get to the bottom of what's going on here. When Congress asks about it, then suddenly it's a case of, we can't talk about that here in open setting. We can't mention the name of the agency or anything like that. And I'm saying to myself, wait a second, I know the role of Congress. See, our government has an executive, a legislative, and a judicial branch of government. All right, the judicial branch of government is the court system that interprets the law that the legislative branch of government writes. The executive branch of government is the ones who execute the law and are supposed to do it faithfully, you know, basically with a blindfold on. Lady Justice with a blindfold.
Yeah.
And yet, we're seeing quite the opposite. quite the opposite of what it's supposed to be. The legislative branch of government, which being Congress, has the power of the purse, which they fund all the agencies out there. They fund all the government. They choose and decide where the money is allocated to. And so they have the power to shut down any agency that does not comply with the law. Now, if you've got an agency out there that isn't even accountable to the executive branch of government, that isn't accountable to the judicial branch of government, or the legislative branch of government, then I would say that kind of classifies as a shadow government. Am I wrong? No? Yeah?
Nope. Nope.
Well, we'd like to think that our elections are fair. We'd like to think that we have a voice and, you know, that our representative republic is being represented by the representatives that we send to office. Now, if there is somebody who's completely unaccountable to the people, such as you can't even mention their name in front of the people, then we got a serious issue going on. Now, I have no idea how to even begin to resolve said issue. Because if you can't even know who your enemy is, then how are you going to know how to even fight them? You don't even know who they are, what country they're from, whether they're from this country. See, when you take an oath of office, it's against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Let's focus on the domestic portion of the enemy section. That means homegrown. That means anybody who's trying to overthrow the rule of law or the way that the Constitution was set up to protect the people. And so how do we know if there's no oversight to a said agency? How do we even know that we're being represented properly and that our rights and our individual freedoms are being protected? We don't. If Congress can't even ask this question, if the question can't even be asked in front of the people, then who's running the show? So does it matter if Hillary Clinton got in office or if Trump got in office? Does it matter if anybody gets in office? Is it all just the man behind the curtain, a show for everybody out here to remain calm? You know, what is it that they don't want the people to know? And that's what sparks off all the doggone conspiracy theories out there. Is whenever you're like, well, you know, this is redacted, and that's redacted. You know,
or maybe it's what they want us to know. You know, they usually feed you what they want you to know or think. And basically, to me, what I'm looking at is they want us to know that we don't have a chance, we don't have a constitution, we don't run it, we can vote. But they'll do what they want. That's what they want us to know.
Yeah, but see, I want to know, who are they? That's it. Who are they?
That's the long, lanky suckers with big bug eyes.
Well, yeah. You know, you talk about, every once in a while, you talk about lizard heads, and, you know, on one side of my brain, I'm saying, well, you know, I'm not so sure about these lizard heads, because I ain't necessarily ever saw a lizard head, but even after all of this, every single conspiracy theory out there is on the table, because we don't know until we get to the bottom of who it was that the he said or she said or did or what and whatever. Till we get to the bottom of it, it's on the table. It may be aliens, lizard heads running the dog. I don't know. How am I supposed to know? Congress can't know. If Congress can't know, then obviously I have no clout, so I can't know. I'm supposed to be an American citizen. I'm supposed to have rights and freedoms according to the Constitution. Is it all a joke? Is that a piece of paper, like they keep trying to say, out of date, worthless document? I'm just asking. Because if that's the case, then what's the point of even trying to fight for your country when you may not even have one? You know how frustrating that is? That's aggravating.
Scary.
Huh?
And scary.
Well, yeah. If you got,
you see that little look. They got that 1-inch long mouth, and you know what? They don't eat. Their food is the energy off your soul. Your fear.
Who are we talking about? Eat. The lizard people?
Ah, we're talking about them aliens and, you know, the lizard. No, they want blood. They eat, yes.
Have you ever seen one of these people?
Only on YouTube.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you, man. I mean, come on.
But I figure a few million people really can't be wrong if their the story really coincides.
Well, I don't know, because
a lot of that stuff gets taken down, so that tells me, okay.
You said this a minute ago. Words came out of your mouth. They only show you what they want you to see. Now, the question is, who are they? But the next point to make is that, you know, if they are the ones putting pictures out about lizards and trying to convince you that lizards are trying to get you, then that could be a psychological operation. If they are the ones who are putting out the propaganda against Trump or against Hillary or against anybody for that matter, you don't even know who's the villain and who ain't the villain. Maybe she was the nicest person on the planet and you didn't even know it because all they did was make her look bad because they obviously didn't want her in there because they didn't like her politics or whatever. Now, we formulated our...
Well, I'll tell you what ain't the web is the fact that nobody in her hometown likes her Bill.
Hear me out for a second. I'm not disputing whether she is or isn't corrupt, all right? Because every bit of information that I heard says that she's corrupt. Just like every bit of other information from the other side is trying to say that the other guy is corrupt. All right, so my question to everybody out there is how do you trust any of the information that's coming via the mainstream media or the alternative media? And is this a complete and utter psyop in order to make sure that the average Joe remains continuously confused about what the truth is? There may be aliens living under the planet. The planet could be flat. The Earth could be, whatever, hollow. There could be aliens living inside the Earth, secret societies or past, civilizations. The moon could be a hologram. We could have maybe went to space or not went to space. They could have found aliens on the moon. They could have found aliens on Mars. We wouldn't know the truth if it hit us in the face because we've been lied to since the day we were born. There's an old bumper sticker out there that basically says from birth to grave. Do you know which one I'm talking about, Muddy? Slave from birth
from
to grave.
Birth
have
to
you
grave.
Ever seen it?
Say that again.
Slave from birth to grave. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't.
Well, there's a bumper sticker out there that has to do with secret societies, and it says, basically, slave from birth to grave. So that means when you're born into servitude, you got a birth certificate, a social security number, a tracking ID number. Some of you might even have tracking chips in your body, don't even know about it. See, this is what the conspiracy world says. So that means it could be very well possible. I mean, we've seen the movie The Matrix, all the craziness that went on in that, but... The way that this entire setup of the internet as it stands, you have access to so much information out there, and you have to be able to question where in the heck did this information come from. All right, when people tell me about secret societies, past histories of religions or governments or whatever, you know. I don't know if any of that doggone information's true. All I got to base what I know on is the history book when I was going to school, which now if you compared it to the history book when the new kids are going to school, is so much different than it was back then. So the control of information out there is controlled by they, alright? Now, who in the heck is they? That's what I want to know. Are they the lizard head you talk about, Muddy? Are they
probably?
Are they the alphabet soup's agencies that are so secret that you Congress can't even know their name? So when these people get on the mainstream media and they start pointing out that people are crazy for pointing out things that they're seeing that are potential, you know, like. Let's go into this whole Pizzagate thing for a second, all right? There's supposed to be this sub-secret child pedophilia range ring going on that, you know, all the elites are involved in, and child trafficking and such like that. Well, now, to hear this as somebody who had never heard it before, that would be really disturbing. But after doing research and starting to look into both sides of the story, you got a question, is this true? Is it not true? But then, let's back up a second. Imagine yourself walking into Walmart. And you look at the wall in Walmart, and there's this huge bulletin board that has all kinds of missing individuals on it. And you sit there and you're like, how could so many people come up missing and not be found? Is it possible that really there was some kidnapping going on? You know, are these people buried all over the planet, or are they being enslaved somewhere? Where did these people go?
Lizard got hungry.
You see what I'm saying? But for me to voice my views or opinions, because I don't obviously have all the facts in, because I don't know what facts are reality and what facts are not, because of they. All right, they said, and I based my opinions and my views off of what they said. I'm basing my
opinions. Where would you read something and call it fact?
That's a good question.
Where would you read something and call it fact?
Well, in my personal, I don't even want to say it, because I'm going to get attacked if I do.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and say it anyway.
Well, I read the good book, and the good book tells me there's certain things. Huh? What?
That's right.
All right, so I read...
So, you're going to read the fallen ones came down to the earth, and they mated with... They saw that the women were fair, and seeing as they couldn't go back to heaven, they lost their estate, lost their family. They want the same thing for you. They had great men of renown and giants. And the giants worked for the people, and the people fed them. And next thing you know, the people couldn't feed them anymore because, they had ravenous appetites.
Hey, pause for
next
a second.
Thing you know, the people were killing them, right?
Pause for a second, Muddy. I want to go back to the giants thing. All right? Now, the book said there were giants on the earth back in them days. All right. Well, I've been all over the internet, and I've seen photos, actual photographs that people had taken where, like, a man standing next to a skull, and the skull is bigger than the man. All right?
Now, and the guy had a caterpillar outside the excavation site, and the skull is bigger than the doggone caterpillar.
Well, my question is this. Most folks out there, whenever you say, holy smokes, is this real? And most folks out there would like to say, that's Photoshopped, you know?
But you go out and see them. So that you have to call that fact, correct?
If it was Photoshop, they did a really good job for one. But if it was not Photoshop, then you got some explaining to do. Why? When were there men and women this doggone tall? Now I've seen some pretty tall basketball players, but I ain't never seen nobody whose head was bigger than a dude.
And you got to call it all fact, because basically artifacts... That's why artifacts are so valuable. They tell the truth.
Well, from what I understand, there's a lot of stuff in the museum. What do they call that one where they got the copy, or they actually got the Wright Brothers airplane, first airplane in there. Doggone it. You know what I'm talking about.
What, Smithsonian?
Yeah, the Smithsonian. Supposedly, there's a whole lot of stuff inside the Smithsonian Institute that don't really get, publicized.
And the Virginia Heritage Museum has a chunk of good stuff in there, too.
Yeah, well, and underneath the Vatican, supposedly, there is a vast library of all kinds of stuff that people don't get to see. Now, keep in mind, that information came from the same resource that everybody else got their information. It came from the internet, it came from documentaries on TV, you know, and so... You gotta step back and ask the big question. All right, 1969, we were told we went to the moon. We were actually showed we went to the moon. Now, you can debate that with different people, and you'll get different results by depending on who you debate it with. All right, did we go to the doggone moon? I just want to know the truth, period. And I keep hearing this in my head from a movie that I saw. You can't handle the truth.
Right.
I can't handle the lies. You know?
If I, yeah, tell me the truth anyway, right?
Yeah. I'd rather hear the truth and just get it over with than have to go through this doggone three-ring circus of trying to sort through what in the heck is the real truth and what isn't. But now
let's go ahead and move on to the truth a little bit more. You go on a little farther in the Bible and start talking about the Nephilim. Now those are ones that are that got the you know, the lizard faces, the lizard head. They got skulls of them too. So you call that truth?
Yeah. Well,
and why would so many people, you know, they aren't trying to say that you know, that the queen is gray. No, they call her, they all say the same thing, that she's a lizard and that she eats babies and stuff. And when she goes to Canada and visits all them tribes, they take women and babies and they're never seen from again or heard from. And, you know, so we got this going on around the world. This is what I'm saying. The lizards are getting hungry.
All right, well.
And you ever notice how, just how all the doggone presidents, czars and kings and stuff around the world, okay, emperors, to each other. Have you noticed how much Hillary Rodham, by gosh, Clinton looks just like the queen? Could be your daughter. You look at them, they're very close.
I have no idea. I hadn't really.
And you know, you know, that kind of family insanity runs in them. What do you expect from insane people and close inbred? You know, oh my goodness. Look at Prince Charles. Do you ever notice how beady and close their eyes are? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say, I meant to say George W. Bush. Do you ever notice how close and beady his eyes are? Maybe I did meet Charles. You know, let me put it this way. When you got your breeding that close and you're staying in the family and everything's all pretty much the same lineage, don't marry outside your family very far. And that usually breeds insanity, am I correct?
I have no idea. I think it's disgusting.
Right. I'm just going by what normal facts are and good solid reasoning.
Well,
you know, yeah.
Who
actually runs it? Now let's go to another part of the Bible, and you know, I'm sorry I can't pull it out. Maybe somebody else can tell me. But it's where God says the only people in charge are the ones He put there. Now, why would God put them all in power? Why would God be putting these people in power? Because they're the fallen ones. When it comes down to the end, and they lure them all over to Jerusalem and then blows them all up just like fishing, in the end, the big battle, when it's all over. Let me skip to one other part. Let's go to Job. And God's sitting on His throne, and the devil comes in, and God says, "Where have you been?" He said, "I've been to and fro and in and out of the earth." And that's a fast sucker. And he can be a lot of places all at once pretty doggone quick. And he had to ask on every step of all the curses that he gave to Job. He had to ask God every time. And I know these aren't God's actual words, but each time God said, "Bet." He said, "All these things you can do to him, but you can't take his life, you can't take his health," and at each step they a little bit more, take the hedges down, take his sons, take his daughter, take his family, take the doggone cattle, take everything, all his riches. Took him down each step, and the devil couldn't get Job to curse God and just die. And even his wife screamed at him. So each little step, you notice he had to go back to God and ask permission. And then God again said, "Bet." And when it was all over, what he had, what Job wound up getting, was many times over the blessing. Because God won his bet.
Well,
so here's the deal. He's got to have permission. Isn't that strange?
Well, sure. But see, the whole thing is...
So there's a phrase here's out there. My point.
you get all the way down to the end. You get all the way down to the end in the final battle, and he loses. Now, it started in the Garden of Eden all the way up till now. I think it's kind of cool. He just says, yeah, see, even though you were completely in power, completely uninhibited, you still never had a chance. Na-na-na-na, poo-poo. That's my idea and my view. What I figure in my solid reasoning, just, it fits character. If everything fits, that's my view.
Well, they say fact is stranger than fiction, and from everything that I've read and seen and heard and witnessed throughout my entire life, I'm going to have to agree with that particular statement, because to this very day, I still don't know what the fact is. So it must be awful strange.
So who's in charge? You're not going to see him?
Not even.
You're not going to see him? The only time you're going to see anything close is when he tries to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, put a throne in there, and claim himself God. And he sits here, and that's when God says to run for the hills.
Not even.
Woe be to those who are pregnant. Do not go to your house to get anything, coat or anything. Well, that's good advice, because you don't want to bring your cell phone, that's for sure. You don't even want to bring a radio. You don't want to bring anything electronic. Leave the text behind. No. Do not be traceable. Do not be trackable. You got a few years you're going to be out there. Well, that's it. And if you go to the FEMA camp, he's going to make a way where there seemeth to be no way out. That's where you just step out of this life and into the other one. And well, not put more on you than you can handle.
It still brings me
so
back.
All of that you can read and back up. And it says you can't be tortured more than 10 days. But you know what? A moment of pain for eternity in heaven, I'd swap it any minute. And I'd tell everybody along the way. I'm pretty sure there'd be a bunch around when it's my turn to sit there and educate those who just don't see the light. I'll be educated.
Well,
you know what? Now, I'll tell you what. Now, when you speak of things like this, they attack you. You know what? I don't care. That's kind of like Stephen King. Now, Stephen King's only got an IQ of 161. Why should I listen to him? Shouldn't anybody just listen to Albert Einstein?
I don't know. I want to ask a question.
Albert Einstein believed in God immensely.
I want to ask a
question. He said there's no way possible that it could not be God.
I want to ask a question. What if I don't want to play this game? What if I say that, you know what, the whole aggravation of all the shenanigans, not even Congress can know who's in charge, and I don't know the difference between fact or fiction, because I've been basically indoctrinated all my life to believe in certain things, and then whenever I try to stand up for those certain things, I'm told they're old and outdated,
because so many people, if you say the word God or Jesus, they almost want to put you in jail because the demon inside them is screaming, cover your ears, make them look uncool, shoot them down. You know that's true.
Well, all I can say is this. Two things. One thing is they hated Trump. Trump got elected and they still hate him. They're still trying to overturn the election. It's not finished yet. The more they talk bad about him, the more I like the guy, even though I know that he's not perfect, because there's no perfect man on walking the planet right now. Everybody's got their flaws and their skeletons in the closet. But from what I've seen so far, the man at the very least has said what the people want to hear. They're fed up, man. They're fed up with having things.
You cut out.
Huh?
There you go. You cut out for a second, but you're back. Go ahead.
They're fed up with having, things force-fed to them. They're fed up with being told what they can and can't believe, what they can and can't do. I mean, the mainstream media demonizes anything related to God. The mainstream media demonizes anything related to conservatism. All right? And so, the more that people attack something, you know, it's like the whole story of Jesus. I don't care whether you believe or don't believe in the story of Jesus. But the fact of the matter is, if so many people are spending their time trying to attack something, then you have to question why. If this was the tooth fairy effect, then why even worry about it? If you're so in, you're so in belief that the Tooth Fairy doesn't exist, why even waste your time even talking about it? But if you're going to spend majority of your time trying to convince me that I'm wrong about my personal beliefs about anything, then I have to ask you, what is your ultimate goal? Why do you, what is so important about me that you have to convince me that I'm not right about what I believe? Because
I don't have to.
Well, I'm
sorry. Number one. You, like I said, where do you read if you want to find out truth? And I'm going by your opinion. And it says that, the house, you know, the house of evil cannot stand.
A house divided or whatever.
No, it's not just that. Yeah, a house divided amongst itself cannot stand. But the evil can't stand. Look, the first will be last and the last will be first. Am I correct?
Yeah.
They're going to fall. It's not your battle. It's not going to happen.
Well,
now you're supposed to do what you can. You know what? So many, how many times have you seen the terrible things that made your heart go pity-pat in fear, and you say it's going to happen this year, it's going to happen. You know what? It keeps going a little farther. You know why? Because we keep putting monkey wrenches in their works.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that the alternative media has to, take credit for, is the fact that their main candidate, as far as what they were saying and wanted, didn't get elected. Now, on the reverse
that's
side
why,
of that...
That's why so many people voted for Trump, that they couldn't shift the vote fast enough.
Well...
There's power in the Republic, in the people, in the hearts, in the minds of the Republic. It's harder for them to take over than they know. We got a guy that maybe not be trusted, but he's a whole lot better than the one they want in there, because it kind of messes with their agenda. It's like, this is another wrench in, another monkey wrench in the works that's going to delay everything they want done.
Yeah, but
and I'm all for it. I'm all for a few more years of prosperity before everything crashes and everything goes to hell. I am very happy about that.
I'm sure
a lot of other people out here see it that way.
Buddy, hear me out.
Me.
Listen.
No.
Listen.
Go ahead, man.
I also have to step back with a skeptical eye and say, wait a second, it's not the first time I've been duped. It probably won't be the last time I've been duped. So how do I know I ain't being duped right now? How do I know that the man coming in front to say everything the people want to hear isn't, part of the plan, isn't part of the secret society or whatever, That at this point in the game, nobody knows. I just based my views, and I voted the way that I voted because of everything that I saw, and basically, made my decision from that. But once again, see, this will give you a doggone headache, man, because you don't know what the heck the truth is. After somebody lies to you enough time, they could be telling you the God's honest truth, and you wouldn't know whether or not it was the truth because of their reputation of being such a liar all the time. It's like the boy who cried wolf. The mainstream media cried wolf so many times. The alternative media cried wolf so many times. Look how many doomsday prophecies have been out there. One right after another. Planet X is coming to get us. There's going to be a pole shift. Global warming. Blah, blah. And it continued on and still continues on. There's a new doomsday coming out. All right, we're going to get hit by rocks from space. We're going to get ate up by lizard aliens. I don't know. All right, but I don't want to spend the rest of my life living in fear, listening to all this craziness. The world, at this point in the game, appears to be the battlefield. The whole
world.
And the internet is the porthole to that battlefield. There was a time in history when there wasn't no TV, and there wasn't no internet, and there wasn't no radio, and people just got their information via word of mouth and newspapers and flyers and such. And I think that those people probably lived in a little bit more peace than what we live in today, now that we're bombarded by all this information. So there's definitely an information war out to further somebody's agenda. Whose agenda is the right agenda? Now, I'm on the side of common sense and goodness, okay? If somebody tells me there's kids starving in the world, I obviously don't want to see kids starving in the world, so I'm thinking, we got to find a solution to make sure that kids aren't starving in the world. We're here in the year 2017, and we're, well, 2016 going into 2017, and we're still hearing about kids starving in the world. I'm 51 or 2, I can't even remember how old I am anymore. That's pitiful. But as old as
you're an old fart like me.
Yeah, as old as I am, I've been hearing about it all my life, about kids starving in the world. I've been hearing about wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famine and pestilence and so on. And all I want to do is get to the bottom of it and make this world a better place. The only thing I have access to do is to get on this radio show and start talking about things and hoping that we can sort through fact and fiction. Do I know if there's aliens or not? I ain't never seen one, so I couldn't tell you. Do I know if there's lizard people or not? Don't know. Do I know if the earth is flat or round or concave or convex or hollow? I don't know. Do I know if the moon's a hologram? I don't know. I don't know whether we've been to space or haven't been to space. I don't know whether or not any of this stuff right here is even real because of all the bombardment of all the different information. And now, the place that I'm supposed to be having represent me as a citizen of the United States is telling me, essentially, that there's a government agency out there that I can't even know their name. Now,
yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, everybody knows Hillary's name, and she's in hot water. Huh. I don't blame them. Yeah, it's called secret societies. Yeah.
Now you tell me that ain't a reason to be frustrated. See, this is why when we have
I'd
the
be
knights
frustrated
in the round table,
if I was Hillary.
This is why
because the house divided against itself is falling.
This is
and
this,
the veil is being lifted.
Doggone it.
Who said the veil gets lifted all at once?
Sure, the man behind the curtain. Listen, this is why
right?
This is why on the Knights of the Round Table we have such passionate debates all the time, because, you know, people are trying to convince me every time I say certain things, they start telling me all this different stuff, and it goes contrary to what I was taught or I believed or whatever. And so I'm standing my ground. I'm standing my ground on my belief system. I'm arguing the fact of whether or not I'm religious or not, or whether the name of my God in my book is right or wrong, or, you know, the whole history of it. You know, there's a movie out there called Zeitgeist that just makes me sick to my stomach. I can't stand watching that.
Very informative.
But I watched the whole doggone thing, and in my view, it's the biggest fraudulent propaganda that I ever seen or heard in my life. Now, case may be that it might be all fact. I don't know. But from everything that I've gathered from all the information that I got, my own personal belief is it's a big hockahooey. And I don't know. You see what I'm saying? There's where half of the individuals on this planet stand, where their own doggone belief systems, their own thoughts of reality, what reality is. I'm not the only one standing here trying to stand my ground for what I believe, because I had been exposed to all this different information that may or may not be fact, may or may not be fiction. And any man who could stand before you and tell you that he knows 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt that any of this stuff that you've heard from the alternative media or mainstream media or unknown sources out there is truth, you know, it's, they're lying to you. They're just being completely dishonest, because not even they know the truth. All I got to base my views on is a book that they call the Bible that everybody despises these days. And I'm told that it was written by corrupt individuals with agendas, and I'm told all this other stuff. It goes contrary to what I was taught and raised and believed, and so I am at a loss here. I have no idea what is real, what is not real, the psychological operation perpetrated on the people has affected me to the extent to where I'm like ready to throw my hands up in the air and say, I don't want to play this game. I don't want to be part of y'all's drama that's going to go all the way to the end to some cataclysmic war that the whole world is just fighting amongst each other. When I look out and I see the earth, I see beauty. I see, you know, just an awesome piece of design, you know? A thermoelectric generator of epic proportions. I mean, a wide variety of resources that, if properly used, could take care of everyone on the planet. There's a resolution for every problem that ever existed in the history of mankind if you could just get past this one point. And that's all the greed out there. That's all the, you know, it's all about me kind of thing. You know, if we decided to work together for some crazy reason, everybody on this planet woke up and said, you know what, let's do the right thing and get along and let's feed everybody and make sure everybody's got a roof over their head, we could do it. Am I wrong? Do you think it's not possible? It's not within our grasp that we couldn't take care of one another? But this is the battle that's been going on. The very first murder in history, according to what I understand, was with a rock. And now you got people saying, we got to get rid of guns. We can't let kids have forks in lunchrooms because they might stab each other. All right, well, let's wrap everybody in bubble wrap. Let's get rid of any sharp objects. Let's everybody just stand around and huddle together near, you know, we can't be by a campfire. We're just going to have to rely on body heat because somebody could catch on fire. There's a potential somebody gets hurt if we're standing too close to a fire. So we all just got to stand out in a cave, wrapped in bubble wrap, and live as long as we can right there and try to pass food to each other and take care of one another. Well, if the whole doggone world, there's a word out there for somebody who's so psychologically messed up that they're extremely paranoid about everything under the sun. You know
what
I'm
saying? Yeah, it's called Hillary.
Yeah, it's called Hillary. You crack me up, man. Look, I don't know whether Hillary is as bad as they said she is, but there's a lot of information out that points that way. I don't know whether or not Donald Trump's going to make America great or not. Whether or not he's going to get in here and be worse than anything.
He's going to give it everything he's talking.
I don't even know if he isn't even the Antichrist, for Pete's sake. All right? Cause
let's just say the man's greedy. Don't you think he'd like to fix it where he can actually be rich a little longer?
Well, maybe.
So what good is
hold
to
on,
have all the money?
You just hit another key. You just hit another key.
You can't spend money on
money.
Look, if you're a rich man and you got all the money, what are you going to spend it
money.
On?
Money. Don't go too far away from what you just said. You just hit another key point. All right? Now everybody's out there talking about how, you know, somebody wants to destroy America. Somebody wants to destroy society, get us into World War III. But my question is this. If the king burns down the kingdom, then what's the king of now? Because there ain't nothing worthwhile. There ain't no slaves. There ain't no.
King of nothing.
He's nothing. All right, so.
And at that point, the first is last, and the last is first.
Common sense would tell me that if the king wants to burn down the kingdom, then the king must be flat out insane, first off. But he's not going to be king of nothing anymore because he done trashed it all. So. If I'm thinking in the lines of a wealthy individual who wants to remain wealthy, I would want to like keep the game going a little longer, like you were talking about. Otherwise, if I trash the entire system, if I collapse it all, and I hand the power over to some one world government, they're in charge and I'm not, and they decide whether I'm wealthy or I'm not, and I don't like that idea. I'd rather stay wealthy, so I'd rather keep the game going longer, if you understand what I'm trying to say here.
Right. And if you done it by the law, and you watched your P's and Q's and did it right, instead of everything you do is corruption, you won't have nothing to fear, because you can't be taken down by the words. Words mean a lot. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. and then the Word became flesh. And you know what? The universe was spoken into existence. It's still growing at the speed of light today. You know, come on now.
I don't know, but Stephen gave
what you say is what you get. No, hey, if you want something, you got to speak it.
Stephen Gibbons typed a comment in the chat room. He says, maybe they attack it because they can see religion as one of the major control mechanisms and royalty hierarchy being the other. They will either control you with God and control your mind, or control you with royalty hierarchy, control your physical body with the mob and violence. That's the way I see it anyway. Well,
did you know? High five to them. High five to them. You know, I mean, they got, you know, it.
I can't argue,
you know, everybody's got to have the way that they believe in everything. Did you know that the Seneca Indian owned 3/4 of the United States at one time? While we were supposed to be in charge? It's not in your history books. Do you know why?
No, I don't know.
The Seneca... Hey, what do you think the Senate came from?
I have no idea.
Yeah. These people, you know, when we came over here, we did not have the best system of government. The best system of government was one that actually spoke legalese. One that actually was, you know, worked on the truth. You got to go word for word, and it must be technically written, perfection. Or it could be, if it could be taken any other way, then it wasn't technically written perfection. And they beat the pants off our government with it because they were, you know, where do you think the word Senate came from? Condolences, Congress, all of that. It's all part of the Seneca government. They were here before us. They had the advantage. And they mopped us up. And I think it's funny. It's great. But then, you know, they stop going by their system of government. They say, oh, well, we can't beat them, we'll just kill them.
I have no idea, man.
The demons had to get ahead. And I'm telling you, that's exactly where they came from. That's exactly what it is, man.
Well, I have no idea. I can't argue with you. I can't argue with Stephen. All I can tell you
is I gotta have my opinion.
All I can tell you is what I think I know. And that's the key word, what I think I know, and what everybody else out there thinks they know.
Hey, when you read the Bible, do you stop and pray to God to reveal what it says?
Huh?
When you read the Bible, do you stop and pray to ask God to reveal what it says to you before you read?
I understand what it says to me when I read it. I'm a logical individual. I understand words. I understand meanings of words. I understand double meanings of words and so on.
You know, well, they can't do that.
I was pretty
they can't do that.
Well.
It's beyond them.
I was pretty doggone well educated whenever I was going to school. I learned, I did really well in English. I did really well in communications. It wasn't until later on in my life that my communication skills were skewed. But the thing is, everything that I am today was based off of, you know, my perception of what the world has been throughout my entire life. You know, like I said, I've said this many times. If there's children starving in the world, I want them fed. If there's somebody living underneath a bridge who wants to live in a house, I want them to have a house. So all of that comes from my view of what I believe to be right and what is wrong, and fairness, you know, the scales of justice. Ironically enough, I was born under the astrological sign of Libra, all right? Now, according to my beliefs, I'm not supposed to, practice, astrology or whatever they call it.
Right.
Well, ironically enough, I was born under the sign of Libra, the scales of justice right there, right? And so I'm always thinking, I want things to be balanced out. I want things to be fair. Like, you know, if I give you guys a piece of cake, I want to make sure that y'all got equal amounts so that neither one of you is upset because one got bigger piece than the other. Everything's fair, you know? And when there's
injustice, I'll be right back.
When there's injustice in the world, I want to try to find a resolution to bring about peace. So that's how I run my life. And so that's all I got to work with. All right? And the good book that I keep quoting all the time that, I base my views on, maybe it's fact and maybe it's fiction. Maybe none of it was real. But it's all I had to base anything that I am, that made me what I am today. And so when we get down to a point where we have to actually question our own personal beliefs or thoughts or opinions because of the information that had been portrayed out there to us as fact or fiction for that matter, that, it gets really frustrating to have a conversation with anyone out there regarding any subject about knowledge of anything, past, prior, or present. Whatever. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. What happens if I decide I don't want to play this game? What happens if I decide I want to opt out? I just want to, finish out my life and get it over with. Just live it out and do the best I can and just the heck with everything else outside this world. Wait for the whole doggone apocalypse to come about and the rocks falling from the sky and the aliens coming down to suck our brains out or whatever. There comes a point when the psychological operation has to come to a head. There has to be an ending to it. It can't be a never-ending, just torment somebody, see how far you can get. So I'm telling all the secret societies and agencies, this is how far you can get. You already gave me all the information that you wanted to feed me, and you see how far that I could actually go before I snap. You seen how far you could push the American people before they snap. And now I look at what was supposedly the representation of my own personal government and country, and I'm hearing guys say that the people can't even know who's in charge. The people can't even hear the name of the secret agency that Congress is supposed to have oversight of. If Congress can't know, and it can't be spoken in public, then what's going on? Who's in charge? Who are they? Somebody show me. Who are they? Who are the ones who run this world? I've heard all the conspiracy theories. The Illuminati runs the world. The secret societies. The Freemasons run the world. I've heard it all. The Trilateral Commission. They rule the world. I've heard it all. But if
I... just gotta stand up for what you believe, man.
If I got a name like the Illuminati, then I'm not supposed to hear that name because Congress can't even hear that name. It can't be spoken in public. You see what I'm saying? You understand what I'm trying to point out here?
Yes, I do.
There's where the frustration of the people lies, because you don't know what's truth or lies. Now, I want to find some sort of resolution. I want to find some sort of solution to the answer. I want people to stop feeding the doggone beast that's eating the world alive and start stepping outside the box and making things happen, making things get resolved. But for that, I'm like that dang chicken in that movie Chicken Run that's running around trying to rally the troops. Let's go over the fence. Let's get it out of here. Let's make a break for it. And you're all looking at me like, why you want to leave? We get food every day. What's outside those gates that's so much better? I don't know. But what's inside these gates that's so much better outside the gates? You see what I mean?
Right.
It's like that guy that in the Matrix that didn't want to know. He said, just put me back in the Matrix, make sure I have no idea of what is or what isn't, just let me be oblivious living in the Matrix. I thought about this singularity thing that I was trying to talk about on the Mad Science Show, about how technology and technocracy and all that functions, and at some point I could visualize that technology would get so extremely advanced that eventually the artificial intelligence would get to a point where humans become irrelevant and take over. And so at that point, I don't see that that civilization would even have a soul anymore. There wouldn't be no difference between right and wrong. It's just do whatever necessary to do whatever it is your agenda requires. Why would you want to live in a world like that? It seems to me everything would just be a free-for-all, man. Tell me...
It is a free-for-all.
Tell me where I'm wrong. Look, I know there's a lot of brilliant individuals out there who have a lot of what they perceive to be, you know, answers to, you know, anything out there. We're just making...
We put it this way, Ziz. You look back 2 years on your life at any time in your life, and you realize that you've learned twice as much as you learned all the years before. And you look back and say, gosh, I was pretty stupid. You can think of all the stupid things you did. You know, but when you get up to like us, look, I'm 55 years old. 2 years makes a lot of difference. Oh, my goodness. Maybe I'm set in my ways, but you know, that's what it's supposed to be. You learn. Now people are trying to tell you what to believe, and you weed through it, and you have to pick and choose on your own. But every 2 years, you get so much smarter, and you figure things out. And that's the wisdom and knowledge.
Well, my next...
Call knowledge your sister, and she will live with you for the rest of your life. Call wisdom, knowledge, your sisters.
My next question is my life mine? Do I own my life? Do I have a choice? Is this all my choice to live my life the way that I feel or not? Do I have any say in this world at all? Does my vote count? Essentially that. You understand what I'm trying to ask you here?
Yeah, I hear you.
It's saying that all men are created equal, all right? And all of our freedoms are supposed to be, you know, basically given to us by however we got here. That we're supposed to be protected from harm from others, that, you know, natural law or whatever. But I'm starting to wonder, do I even own my own life? Do I even exist? Because as I look into this world, I have no control over whether people out there in this world are starving to death unless I come across them in my life and I can feed them and take care of them. And I'm shouting out to the rest of the world, I mean, if you know somebody's starving, then you need to go over and feed them. You know, I'm trying to say, there's 9 billion people on this planet. If we can't resolve problems like hunger in this world, if 9 billion people can't get it done... Huh? If 9 billion people can't get it done, then maybe it's not possible. You see what I'm saying? Stephen said, we all see things from a different perspective according to the information we have had access to and our experiences in life. This is why nobody can agree on truth, as my experience and information will not match anyone's, because we are all unique. But this also shows how ridiculous hierarchy is, as how do we decide whose information or experience is more important than another, as each would be more important in different situations. We need to stop thinking others are better than ourselves, or we need an intermediary between ourselves and God or nature, however you see the workings of our environment. You still there, buddy? Thomas, are you there? Did I lose you guys? Well, I guess I'm on my own now. So, the whole thing is, we're all out there in this world. There's 9 billion people on this planet. If we can't resolve the issues that we have today, if we can't get together and resolve it, then maybe it can't be resolved. And maybe there might come a time when you might have to reach out to a higher power and ask to step in and intervene. You know, whether you believe in God or aliens or whatever, if we're sitting down here as a society, humanity, and we can't get our act together by ourselves, this experiment called life will fail. It is failing. It's failing miserably because there's still bombs falling. There's still bullets flying. There's still starvation. There's still sickness. See, I believe that the gifts that we've actually been given, I do believe in God. That's my choice. If it's my life, it's my choice to believe as I choose to believe. But regardless, if we've been given all this, that you see around you, the earth, the environment, the resources, and all that. And if 9 billion people can't take all of these resources and work together, then it can't be done without asking for some divine intervention. And it's a shame. Because common sense tells me if somebody's starving and you feed them, they're no longer hungry. Common sense says that if somebody is homeless and you build them a home, then they're no longer homeless. Common sense says that if you love your neighbor, there's a good chance your neighbor is going to love you back. Common sense says that peace has never came from the end of a barrel of a gun, a spear, a knife, a rock, a fist. And if you want to resolve the problems of this world, it's got to start somewhere, and that somewhere has to be you. I do the best I can with the situation I got. I can't fix the world by myself. I can't bear the burdens. I can't carry the cross of the whole world. I can't carry the weight of the world on my back. It breaks my heart to think that there's people out there in this world suffering needlessly. It breaks my heart to think that anybody's suffering at all. If I had a voice, if I had the power of God, if I had magic powers or whatever, and I could speak into existence the answer to all the problems that exist, I would do it in a heartbeat. And even if it would cost me my life and my eternity and I would just no longer exist, I would make that choice because to me that's the right thing to do. Out of love. And so when I heard the story about Jesus that people don't like or whatever, I heard about a man who sacrificed everything that he had his entire life and went through misery for everyone else but himself. And I believed in that. And so that's why I called myself a Christian. It wasn't to try to offend you for your beliefs or whatever. It was because in my heart that any man who would sacrifice everything that he had for everyone else but himself was a man who wasn't selfish. Now, I'm not here to argue over terminology or the truth, fact, or fiction of the history or who did who wrong, he said, she said. I'm here to argue and lobby for common sense in this world of today.
Right.
If we're dying and we're seeing our brothers and sisters die and we have the knowledge and the access to save one another? Who builds an ark and not invite all their brothers and sisters onto the ark? Who builds it for themselves? I'm going to save myself and y'all on your own. Who could stand by and see people die, even if it was because of their own stupidity? We should be out there building arks for all of the people, even the ones we hate. And I know that my words sometimes just like go in one ear out the other, and I sound like I'm rambling, but desperate times call for desperate measures. And from what I've been told from both sides of the fence is that we're in desperate times. We've been given something so amazing. And as far as I'm concerned, from what I've seen and witnessed and experienced in life, we the people, the 9 billion people on this planet, are squandering that opportunity. This may very well be the last stand for humanity. We don't know. So what do you guys think? I see you blinking.
Yeah, we're living in that last stand. We are living in that last stand there, Bubba.
Well, what would be your resolution? What would be your solution to getting a grip on the madness that has engulfed the world? You know, they say there's no evil in the world. You know, there ain't no devil. Well, Paul Harvey's read 1965, read out something that I'm seeing. It looks like it happened to me. The good book talked about there'd be wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famine and pestilence. It looks like it's happening to me. Alright, so maybe that book was fictional, maybe it wasn't fictional. I don't know, but what I've read in that book appears to be happening to me. What Paul Harvey said, 1965, appears to be happening to me. I'm seeing it. So, something in there was right, at least to my perception. Where do I take that?
Cast out all fear.
Huh?
Said fear not. So how do you fear not when you got all this in your face? Perfect love casteth out all fear.
Well, don't you think,
sounds to me like faith.
Don't you think that if 9 billion people woke up in the morning with nothing but love in their heart, that we couldn't bring about a heaven on earth, a utopia, so to speak, here on this earth?
Yeah. If we could take care of the problems at home, everywhere,
you know,
we would have no problems anywhere else.
Just the three of you, Thomas, Raymond, and Muddy, just the three of you, made a part of my life so much better because of just being you, just coming in there, being concerned, being friends. Just the three of you and me together have made our little portion of the world better. And Stephen Gibbons in the chat room, that's made our world just a little better. Now, if that was a grassroots movement that could spread across this planet like the plague, where everybody stepped in there to try to make each other's world just a little better, isn't that the first step forward to resolving all the issues that we see out here today?
Pretty much.
We lend credence to the criminals. We do. We give them everything they wanted. You know, there's a...
Look, I'm 55 years old, okay? I've seen my life come pretty close several times. You know what? When I was a kid, I had arthritis so bad I went into a wheelchair. I had to go on crutches and get back up. And I couldn't join track, and I wanted to join track so bad. Because I could run fast, but it'd just kill me later. And it would hurt. And then my joints would swell up. Man, I'd be in deep trouble. You know what? I got called forward in a strange church, and the man late, he didn't even know what my problem was, and he prayed for my problem. You know what? I haven't had leg pains, no swollen joints, no nothing, no arthritis. I felt the power hit me, and all that left. So now I'm 55,
and I got other stuff trying to fail. And it's appointed unto man once to die. So you know what? I'm not going to sit there and play the goofy game of let's debate this and let's debate that. But I am going to say that if I'm not supposed to have fear, then I guess I'm supposed to speak out for what I believe. And I will. You know, and I know when you get to talking about it, all sorts of people attack. That only tells me one thing, you did a great job. And if I die that way, I'll be happy. And it pissed the NWO off, CIA, and I pissed the devil off. Huh. I'm just going to giggle about it, Bubba.
Raymond keeps on trying to talk, but I can't hear him. I heard that. You're banging stuff around in the background. We can hear you, Raymond.
Yeah, no, I forgot to watch Newton White.
Well, my whole thing is like this, man. We come together on the Knights of the Round Table. We offer this platform and this microphone to everyone out there in the world who has access to the internet, and even those who go borrow somebody's internet, to get on here and try to solve the problems of the world. Now, we know that there are greedy corporations out there, and there's government agencies, and there's a big war machine out there. Well, we need a resolution. We need some sort of solution to rein all this into control. We have given the power over to the kings and queens and representatives of the world, when in reality, the 9 billion people on the planet is what really matters, because we're the ones that's supposed to be getting the representation. We're the ones who agreed to allow a government to be in existence so that we could actually keep peace and harmony and fairness going on, justice. When it may very well be the case that the justice relies on you, the people. You know, there's some people in this world that do some terrible things, and they get by with so much. And we need a mediator to come out there and take care of business, such as the police or the military. We need them to go out there and take care of business. We need them to rein in the corrupt criminals and the bad guys and the evil. It may very, very well be the case that the only one who can do the job is we, the people. The system of government that we've got right now is not a bad system of government. It's just in the hands of the wrong people. And we don't even know who the right people are, because we've been trusting agencies such as the mainstream media and the CIA and all the alphabet soups to represent us, to tell us the truth. But when they stop telling us the truth, when Congress has a discussion on CNN or any of the mainstream medias where they're trying to get to the bottom of a certain incident, and they're told that we can't even talk about the agency that is in control of said documents that you want to see because they're so classified and so secret, we can't even speak the name of the agency in public. We have to go behind closed doors to do so. We got serious problems, folks. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's reality. We've got serious problems. That's not a doomsday prophecy. That's not tinfoil hat. That's fact. They said it right there in front of everybody. We can't speak the name of the agency that is in control. We have to go behind doors to do so. I would say that we the people are being played like banjos all over the world.
Right. I've had so much come against me, I tell you what. But when you start losing the fear of going ahead and saying what you believe and saying what you got, it comes out, what are they going to do, kill me? They've already chewed me up, spit me out, stomped on me, mangled, dangled, splattered, covered, smothered, and done all the stupid, doggone, highfalutin things they can do, and it just keeps on going. I've lost so much, you know what? You know, yeah, sure, I'm going to fight to survive, and I'm going to, you know, I love life, but you know what? If I gotta shut my mouth, everybody a note. Mark, I will speak what I believe.
Yeah, and that,
if I got a chuck in my mouth, what use is it?
I believe that you have the right to speak.
If I have to shut my mouth, that's when I put myself into prison, and I can call all the stupid things that happen to me my stupidity. So, yeah, speak is what I say. If I stop doing that, then I'm not being true to what I believe. I'm not being me. That's taking the muddy out of muddy.
Stephen Gibbons posted a link.
I will not live in a shell.
I don't blame you.
That's it.
Stephen Gibbons posted a link in there. He's got a comment that says, I am not advocating this system as it also has its bugs to be worked out, but it shows there are many ways we can change society for the betterment of everyone, not just a few. And it's HTTP, www.weagree.life. And says we need a society where police and military are not needed, and I agree. I mean, think about it. If everybody used their decency and common sense, what would be the purpose? Because there ain't nobody running around stealing from each other, trying to harm each other. But
yeah.
One thing I got to point out is Paul Harvey talked about back in 1965 about how society was basically deteriorating right before our very eyes. And people, individuals being raised up in that kind of system, develop some sort of sickness, mental illness, or whatever, that they don't have no respect for themselves, they don't have no respect for others, they don't have no respect for life, and maybe they're even, they have exorcisms for it. Maybe they're demon-possessed or something. I don't know what the actual truth of the matter is. But the fact is, I can look at some of the things that people do, and it just disgusts me. You know? And because I don't think that you should be out hurting anybody. I don't think you should be out stealing from anybody. I don't think anybody has the right to raise their hand against you, with exception of defense. I mean, if you're trying to hurt me, I got to fight back, right? But why should I have to fight back in the perfect society? Why should I have to put my life up against some bully because some bully doesn't like the way I dress? I mean, he ain't offering to buy me no clothes. He just wants to ridicule me for wearing those clothes. You see what I mean?
Yep.
Now, I'm asking the world out there to give common sense a chance. Give yourself a chance. You know, stop giving all the excuses why we can't fix this world. The little video that Thomas posted a link in the chat room about a week ago, I think, maybe a couple days, and I don't even remember where he posted it. It's a video about the dots. A few dots ruling over the world there. And the way that the system functions. You got to go watch that video. And you got to ask yourself the question. If there's only that many people that are running the show, so to speak, and all these other people are complicit or compliant or whatever, there's a problem. Why? Why are 9 billion people on the planet allowing a small minority to abuse them like we've been? I say that when somebody propagandizes me with fiction, they're abusing me. You know? Am I wrong? Is that not abuse when somebody's telling me the doomsday's coming around the corner? Do they know for a fact that there's a rock from space coming out here? And if so, and our government's not telling us because they don't want us to panic? Is that not abuse? I'm going to have to sit around and contemplate whether this is true or not. I'm going to be living in fear thinking, I only got so long to live. I kind of like life. I kind of like my family. I kind of like being able to go out there and see nature. So why does anybody have the right to tell me that the world is so terrible? Why do I have the right to tell anybody out there in the world that it's terrible? I'm asking the question, if these people out there are actually saying this stuff, is it truth? Is it fiction? How do I know whether or not it's lies or not? Whether it's a psychological operation or not? And if the representation that I'm getting is so secret that I can't even know their name, I think I'd be better off taking my own chances. If you understand what I'm trying to say. I think 9 billion people on this planet would be better off taking their own chances without a government involved. I'm not anti-government because in the world we live in, I think we need some police to make sure that people ain't bashing down our doors and trying to rape and loot and pillage us. But maybe it's a case that we don't need the police. Maybe it's a case of neighbor protects neighbor. You know, instant justice right there on the spot. Old West style. They try to kill you, you shoot them down first. Is that a step back or a step forward? I don't know. But at this stage in the game, looking out at the mess that they call the world, you tell me what your thoughts on the matter is. You know, Raymond talked about culling the orchard, getting rid of the sick plants and keeping all the good ones.
Who's in charge, Boomer?
Oh, I think everybody's in charge. They already are. They just don't want. They don't want to take the initiative. That's it.
The responsibility.
Shit said it's a beautiful idea, and if you can think it, it is possible, but it is extremely implausible. It's so many out of 9 billion people. Do you really think that anything that you could possibly do that would cause everybody to love everybody and be no criminals, no crime of any kind, that no one would have any, desire to control someone else? I would not say that is impossible. I'd say it's very unlikely.
Well, very. I'm agreeing with the unlikely portion.
It is. You're my brother and I love you. And if you can think it, it's possible. I believe that. A human being can think anything, whatever he thinks, or she, it is possible, but it's very unlikely.
Well, I'm agreeing with you on the unlikely portion. I'm just saying to the world out there, if you actually took a look around you and seen what we have access to, and you actually really seriously thought about it, if we could get people on the same page, we could resolve all the issues of the world, but humanity is failing. Let's say you don't like the higher power. Let's say hypothetically, let's say God exists, and you're mad because God allowed the world to do what the world does. All right, so you wanna stick it in God's eye and show him that you got what it takes to make the world heaven on earth. So what you do is do contradicting to what he thinks you're gonna do, which is sinning and whatever. You're not going to go out and kill each other. You're not going to steal each other. You're going to show him that we can, because, you know, in Genesis it says that God created man in his own image. That makes us creators. We create our own pain. We create our own suffering. We create our own destiny. And we create it for each other. So, if we went contradictory to what the plan says that we're going to do, we don't go out there and steal from each other. We don't lie to each other. We don't do all this stuff just out of spite. Just so that we can show them, hey, I done showed you. See, you thought we were going to tear this world up, but no, we've cleaned it up. We fixed it. You see where I'm going there? It's not like it's not possible. Unlikely, yes, but it is possible.
Yes, it is.
What happens when you go to a boxing match? Who's in charge?
Well, I don't know. I see two people knocking each other out.
Or is it the referee, or is it the people? Let's see, a dishonest referee, maybe. Who's in charge? That crowd's in charge.
Yeah, the crowd gets the enjoyment of watching two people beat each other up. But that's the way...
Well, that's what they went there for.
Yeah, that's what...
That's what the people are... That's who they're performing for. And if the referee don't even step in line, then the referee ain't in charge.
Well, see,
if the referee keeps saying foul, foul, foul when the guy don't even throw a punch, not even below the belt, you know, yeah, the people are going to say, you know, let them fight. Get up out of the ring. And somebody who thinks they can do a better job will go up here and take over.
Well, see,
who's Muddy, in charge?
Muddy, you just spouted out a epic brilliance, because the reality of the whole entire thing is that governments and media's alternative and mainstream all cater to the wants and the wills of the people in some respect, such as mostly what's going to benefit them financially. But whatever the case may be, all this dog and pony show that everybody talks about, it keeps you amused. You go to a fist fight, a cage match, or a boxing match, it's there for your amusement. Is the world in itself there for our amusement? Are the wars and the drama and the stories that are being told, are they there for your amusement? Is this... You ever see Star Wars, how they got that hologram, or holodeck is what they call it, where they go in there and they can live out whatever fantasy they want?
Star Trek, yeah.
Yeah, what if this world itself was a matrix such as that? We're all in here to live out our dreams and fantasies and experience everything that there is to experience. Well, if that's the case, how do I shut this thing off? Because it's driving me nuts. How do I step out of this picture? Because it's driving me nuts. I'm obviously not going to kill myself, because it's against my personal religious beliefs, or whatever you want to call them, spiritual beliefs. All right? So that's not going to happen. I'm not going to whack myself to get out of this game, but I am looking for the exit. I'm looking for some way out of the madness that we call life, because I don't want to live in a world where people are starving to death. I don't want to live in a world where people can't talk decent to each other, where we can't all get along. How many times have you went to a party, and at that party there was either somebody that wanted to fight, somebody who wanted to cry, somebody who wanted to do anything but have fun? Could you imagine what this life would be like if you could take away the people that want to cry and people who want to fight all the time? You know, the drama queens of the world?
The people, and when that stupid... And he arises, who's in charge again? The people. We are the people. This is why the agenda that they keep trying to pull on us keeps getting thwarted and postponed and pushed, and they ain't getting the progress they want. I mean, it's happening, but it's real slow. Because the people, it's what we decide. And when the people got their eyes off of what they should have their eyes on, that's when you got what we have.
Well, and that's kind of why I think that people want, or they, whoever they are, they want us not to be able to communicate with each other. They don't like networks like ShazizRadio.com. They don't like YouTube or free speech.
They need permission. You know, they need permission. Even the devil needed permission to do anything to
Joe. They want to charge us for the sex and violence that we want to watch.
When you don't speak out, you give them permission until you speak out. Exposing them takes their power away.
Well,
keep it up, people. This alternative media and everything that you do to sit there and keep the amendments, to keep all of this, the Constitution of the United States, the we, the people, the republic. When they want to dismantle it. Anything that they, you know, they're trying to poison you through your food, through your water, through your medical. Oh my goodness. And you know what? The corporation is an entity. But the deal is about this entity, it doesn't have a heart. And you're sitting there talking about the, you know, who's sitting there talking in the man, and the winged man.
All right, so basically, whatever we are complicit to, whatever we set back and allow is what is perpetrated on us. There are people in this world that they say are starving to death. So I'm saying, well, why aren't we feeding them? I'm saying, why aren't we putting shelters for the homeless? Why aren't we doing the right thing as the majority, the people, we the people of the world? If there's 9 billion people on this planet and we can't get it done, if there is a situation where the minority is hindering the progress of humanity to actually become enlightened, so to speak, we're never going to reach a higher level of anything at the rate that we're going, because we're allowing corrupt individuals, greedy people to rule this world. Secret societies that names can't even be mentioned before the eyes of Congress. You can't say it. The people can't know the name of the society that's in charge. Congress is supposed to have oversight of all government agencies. If Congress can't know it, then we the people can't know it. And if we the people can't know it, we have no representation. That's what I'm saying. We gotta find some sort of means to come together if we care about this world in general. The only alternative is just to step aside and allow whatever to be will be. People always say you can't always get people to agree on where to have coffee, let alone who to elect for president of these United States or the representation of your parliaments or whatever out there in this world. There's a continuous battle between good and evil occurring, continuous propaganda, continuous lies and deceit. And the world, as I see it right now, is in complete and utter chaos. It may not be the case. This all might be a delusion in my head. You know? Just like my faith and my beliefs of my spiritual journey that I'm on might be a delusion. None of it may be real. I might not even be real, for that matter.
Hey, she says?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the wife called, and I got to go take care of her. She's stuck at the newspaper drop, and it's freezing. I got to go pick her up. But I'm going to finish out my point and what I was trying to get across. It's the main deal. It's like I said before, that the universe has spoke into existence. It's still growing at the speed of light today. God created us in His image. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, mind, body, spirit, in that perspective in order. We're not just fingers, eyes, nose, toes, and mouth. What we speak becomes our reality. And I heard a lot of people saying that and everything, and you know, here's the deal. You say, I've got an invention, it's gonna do this, 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 this. And you expose it to a bunch of negative people. They're all speaking negative against it. Guess what? You took all the force out of it.
We lost you there, buddy.
Any deals here? We are the people.
Lost you again. Well, seems like Muddy's having some technical difficulties over there. But we gotta figure this out. If we're ever to get anywhere in this world, we gotta figure it out. We got to find a resolution, a solution to bring humanity to a higher level of existence to where we can literally bring about a heaven on earth. Otherwise, all the doomsday prophecies, all the negative things in the world will continue on business as usual. And nothing will ever get any better. And I'm thinking, you know, if you really care about your families and your countries and everything that is humanity, then you yourself got to use that power of the spoken word like Muddy was trying to explain there. You got to speak goodness into existence. You got to speak hope into the hearts of the many. I'm going to play a tune and take a quick music break. But this band has been controversial for as long as I know. The band's name's Black Sabbath. The song's name's Heaven and Hell. And for whatever you think about it, there's a deal in there that talks about the world is full of kings and queens that blind your eyes and steal your dreams. It talks about the battle between good and evil. We're actually seeing that play out before our very eyes. And for whatever you think that is or isn't going on, your perception of reality or your thoughts on the matter, sometimes it comes a band and sometimes it comes people out there that put together songs or movies or documentaries that point out things in this world. And you see them playing out. So the words of their song may or may not have spoken to existence that said bad battle between good and evil. If they got the power to speak things into existence, then you have the power to speak things into existence. Stephen Gibbons said in the chat room, if we all had equality and everyone had the same house that uses the latest technology available, everyone has food delivered fresh each day to the door, has an equal share of the resources available to the whole of humanity to do with as they wish, I wonder how much crime there would be. And even if they did do something to harm or cause another loss, why not find out what caused them to do what they did and change that so it won't happen again? There are many ways to solve problems other than how we deal with them now, locking them up and not dealing with the cause, just treating the symptoms. Essentially, yeah, you need to find out why people are sick. You need to try to fix that problem instead of just treating the solution. You know, when people go to jail, they come out, sometimes they're more educated in crime than they were when they went in. Sometimes they're worse off, for the most part. And then they get out there and they can't even find a job because nobody wants to hire them because they got the taboo of being in prison all their lives. So who wants to hire somebody you think you may not be able to trust? And, you know, mainstream media and alternative media has put that in our minds. You can't trust the hitchhikers, so don't pick them up because they might kill you. You can't trust the people. You can't trust each other. You can't trust the information. We're going to take a music break. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. The first song I'm going to play is called Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell. Listen to the words. Whatever you think about them, whether they're an evil band or just somebody speaking what they felt, I don't know. But the fact is, there are kings and queens that blind your hearts and steal your dreams. And we need to put a stop to it. So King Shaziz the Terrible, ruling with an iron fist, saying peace and love to the world. We'll be right back.
what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. The time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop.
Last night I had the strangest dream. I felt
the Terrible. All rise for King Shazam the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table at www.shazizradio.com. So what we've been talking about here today is a whole kinds of madness. You know, if you look out in the world and all you see is negativity, does that mean the whole world is nothing but negativity? Stephen Gibbons posted a picture in the chat room. And it says, there's a deal underneath the bottom of it. It says, in this African tribe, when someone does something wrong, they take the person to the center of the village where the tribe surrounds him and for 2 days say all the good he has done. The tribe believes each person is good, but sometimes people make mistakes which are really a cry for help. They unite to reconnect him with his good nature. So beautiful. Be nice if society was really like that. In their society, it is really like that. But, you know, we're up against something that's so much bigger than us. You know, we got this journey that we're all on together. We're basically on the Titanic. We're heading for this big old iceberg out there in the ocean, and we know that if we hit that iceberg, history will repeat itself and we'll sink. And so there are those out there who see the urgency and know that something has to be said, something has to be done, somehow we got to guide our world away from this iceberg. Because it can't end in anything but tragedy the way that we're going. I played the podcast earlier about Congress. And about how there's a secret agency that their name can't even be spoken in public. It has to be behind closed doors. And some people came out and in the comments, and they were for it. You know, hey, you know, CIA has to be careful and such. You know, we got secrets that we don't want the other governments knowing and stuff. So they pretty much said, you know, hey, you know, it's all right. They're doing the right thing. But in my view, if somebody has been charged with a crime or there's an investigation going on and the information ain't put before the jury, which is the American people, how are you ever supposed to decide who was right or who was wrong? If it was hidden behind closed doors, if there was something going on, some shenanigans, and you weren't privy to the information, how could you make an honest judgment about what was done or not done? We're supposed to have representation, we the people. There's 9 billion people on this planet. We're supposed to have representation by our governments out there. Some of the governments out there aren't as well respected, I guess. I don't know. Maybe none of them is respected. But, you know, they're the best systems we got to work with at the moment. And so with that said, working within the government and holding your elected representatives' feet to the fire on promises made or things that are done is the only way that you're ever going to get the government to understand that we, the people, are supposed to be the ones in charge. If you stand idly by and accept every single tax that's put on you, well, then you got to expect to pay taxes. And, you know, They're going to continue to take until you stop giving. It's as simple as that. You got to stop feeding a beast that's eating you alive. You know, if there's something out there that's hurting the people, then the people have to stand up to defend the people. You know, we the people of the world have to take care of one another. We have to feed each other. Some would say, you know, hey, this guy or gal over there, they don't work, they don't deserve no food. That's a terrible thing to say. You know? Maybe they are stupid. Maybe they are lazy. Maybe they're just ignorant of how things are supposed to work. But that picture that I talked about that Stephen posted in there, they took the tribe and they put him out there, the tribe member, and they put him out there in the middle and they told him about all the good he did. They built him up, not tearing him down. In society, we spend a lot of time tearing people down. Someone gets thrown in jail for possession of marijuana. they spend a lot of time in with some rough characters who were also torn down. In jail, they learn all kinds of new tricks to break the law. They learn a hatred for the government, a hatred for authority. And so when they come out, they portray it on the public. What if, hypothetically speaking, what if the next time somebody did something, instead of throwing them in jail, we did what these folks did. We tried it just to see how it would work. You know, maybe they'd stand in a circle for 2 days and hear all the good stuff about them and laugh it off, and then by the time it's all said and done, maybe they go back out and do something bad again. Because they know the repercussions ain't going to be bad enough. You know, if you had one law and it said, like, that movie, the show 100, where any crime, it didn't matter what you did, anything you did wrong, you got floated out into space. Be a whole lot less people trying to commit crimes, because they know that if they got caught, then the only punishment is that you're doomed. Period. To some people, that sounds good. What'd you say, Raymond?
I said, like I said, call the orchard. You don't kill somebody as punishment. You just annihilate them out of society. I don't believe in capital punishment, but I do believe culling the orchard.
Well,
somebody makes a mistake. Anybody can make a mistake. It's only human nature to make a mistake. But you make the same mistake 2-3 times in a row, the same mistake, that's not a mistake. Okay, you rob somebody. You beat somebody to death with a claw hammer. I mean, come on, man. I mean, you do this 2-3 times, you're sick. And all you're going to do is spread your nastiness to the rest of people, to people that aren't sick. Crime begets crime. That's all there is to it. Goodness begets goodness.
Well, I would like to see a society where people didn't feel it necessary to hurt other people. I don't know what what can be done on that matter. You know?
Human being, that is a law against nature.
There was an old saying called a tooth for tooth and an eye for an eye. You know, if somebody pokes your eye out, they get their eye poked out. You know, what's fair is fair. But, man, maybe I sound like a bleeding heart, but I'm just thinking, peace never came from the end of the barrel of a gun. You can't force people to comply into agreeing what you want to agree with. Now, maybe it is a case that we gotta float them off into space because they're gonna just keep on doing the same nasty deeds to each other. I wonder how many people would get floated off into space. But it might go from 9 billion down to a couple million before it's all said and done. I just don't know, man. What I do know is somehow or another, we got to figure out a way to not just treat the symptoms of society, but cure the disease that society is attacked by. And there's some sort of evil out there, whether you want to call it the devil or whatever. There's some sort of evil out there, otherwise people wouldn't be doing the nasty things that they do to each other. No man has a right to hurt a woman. No man has a right to hurt another man. No man has a right to take another person's life. And so, you know, there's somebody says, you know, well, you can't stoop to their level. You can't go kill them because they killed somebody else. And even in my faith, it talks about loving thine enemy. Well, that's hard to do. That's hard to do when somebody violates you or your family. It's hard to do. So, on that sense, I don't have the answer. But we the people got to find the answer. And we got to find it soon. Because if, from my time that I was a kid, or even going back to Raymond's time when he was a kid, all the way through our generations, to the present day, we can point out a lot of decline in the way that morality and society has gone. things that would have got you thrown in jail for saying on the radio back in the day are the norm now. You know, here on Shaziz Radio, we don't allow cursing on the radio. And that's out of respect for whoever may be listening. It's not out of censorship. We're not trying to tell you you can't speak your views, but you could speak them respectfully with words that aren't offensive, to anybody. You know, that's some people sound like, censorship. But if I'm going to give you my point of view on an argument, I don't have to call you all kinds of nasty names or say it in a manner at which I'm deliberately trying to offend you or your beliefs. I can just point out the common sense of what I'm trying to say. I can lead by example. But if you listen to even the mainstream radio stations these days, there's words on there that I find offensive because it basically degrades women. The B word, for one example. They use it on mainstream radio. It's okay. But is it really okay? I don't think that women should be classified as dogs. And that's what the B word does. It's a female dog. I don't think that women should be exploited sexually or whatever. And I don't think that men should be degraded by women just because of their sex. Whatever. I think the scales of justice need to be balanced out and they need to remain balanced. I think that people need to stop attacking each other with all these key words and terminology and political correctness that is basically tearing society apart. Everyone's a racist if you don't agree with certain pieces of society. The racist, the homophobe, the xenophobe, all these different phobes, all these different labels that the mainstream media and even in the alternative media like to put on each other to try to, instead of debating on an honest level with you the facts, discount or discredit you by using terminology that makes you sound like a bad person. Makes you sound like a loony. Tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist, right wing extremist, and so on and so forth. We've allowed one another to label one another. We've allowed governments to label us. We've allowed mainstream media to label us. We need to take back the world as we the people and use common sense and decency to rule the day. You know, this whole divide and conquer, this destabilization of nations, is a reality. Blacks against whites, against Hispanics, against whoever, you know. It's ridiculousness. But it's a ridiculousness that comes with a price of a danger of a collapsing society. And when you don't have society, you just got tribes, mob rules, whoever's the strongest, the biggest guy on the block is the man. I don't want to live in a world like that. I want to live in a world where Raymond's free to believe what he wants to believe and Thomas is free to believe what he wants to believe and we get along together, we put our differences aside, we move forward and we get work done.
I don't know if you want to let me believe what I believe, because if I had my neck on weight, the prison wouldn't be overcrowded.
Well, I can't agree with killing everybody, but at some point in time, what other alternative do you have?
I don't consider extermination, because of a good reason, killing anybody or anything. I just believe in making more room for good people.
Well, maybe we ought to use our science and technology to terraform Mars and send all the criminals to Mars. Let them fight it out.
Why not just put them on a deserted island so it didn't cost so much money? Because you know how much money it would cost to send all these criminals to Mars? They just get an island out in the South Pacific where there's no other islands anywhere for hundreds of miles and make sure there's nothing on that island they can possibly make into a raft or a boat. And just fly over once a week and drop a little bit of food and water. And if I wouldn't even drop water, I just drop some way to to desalinate the ocean water and just let them fight it out amongst themselves. Why not?
Yeah, give them fishing poles so they can fish and let them live the hard life so they can see, you know, the difference between how they're living now. If they're fighting amongst each other and they've got their own kind of governmental system goes on down there, they'll make their own rules up and their own laws and whatever.
Exactly. Now you're talking. Let them rule themselves. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to rule themselves anyway by not obeying the law. Duh.
Well, we could call it Total Anarchy Island.
Yes. No laws other than what they make themselves.
Yep.
They can't obey civilization's laws. Then, put them in their own country, their own island.
Well, all this,
except themselves.
All these prisons and all these mental institutions and everything out there. There's so many people that are locked behind in cages and
every one of them that's there for the third time goes to the island. You only get two chances. You go to the island. You don't want to live in society and obey society's rules? Duh, we're not going to kill you. We're just going to take you out and put you on a little country where you can make your own laws.
Yep, there you go. With
our standards, go. It's that simple.
There you go. If you hate America, you go somewhere else, or you go live on the island. Yeah, if you hate Russia, same thing. If you hate your nation, you get go ahead. You head on over there.
Hey, why not the United States, England, Russia, Germany, and France all get together, and you got a big island out there, and you walk, then they, all the countries take turns patrolling it with the... what do you call them? Destroyers. So if anybody tries to escape, you don't shoot them. You just throw a whole bunch of bloody meat all around and let the sharks take care of it.
Huh. Well,
that's not a bad idea. Come to think of it.
It's about the only only other idea outside of, what's the word that they use for the death penalty?
Execution.
Yeah, well, there's another word I was trying to think about. It don't matter. All I'm saying is somehow or another, people have to get to some sort of solution and resolution. I'm saying that the average Joe needs to start standing up and using the power of the pen and the power of the spoken word, the power of their actions to make at least their little circle of the world better. You know, and let it spread out, the positive pebbles in the pond that we always talk about. It has to be done, man. And we have to find out, we have to rein in our governments, because if there's governments out there that have secret agencies that are supposed to have, that our government's supposed to have oversight over, and they can't even speak the word, the name of the agency involved with the said crime, we got problems.
You know, I got a better idea. And it's not a better idea, it's just an improvement on my original idea. You drop them food and gardening tools, hand tools, and seed and fertilizer. But you only drop the food for so long, 6 months or a year. That's it. After that, they're on their own.
Yep. You better
get wild. Work for a living? Okay, that's fine. Work for a living or go to the college. And die of hunger. Because it's your choice. I mean, you talk about God a lot and how people hate God because he didn't do this for them and he didn't do that for them. The thing is, I'm not a God-fearing man because I don't fear God. I love him. Hopefully he lives. But he did give us the will of free choice. Free will.
Yeah.
You want something done? Get off your leg. Do it.
And people spend a lot of time blaming God. Well, if God was so loving, why would he allow people to starve to death? He doesn't allow that. He told us, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt honor thy mother and father, and so on. There wasn't no ifs, ands, or buts. Subsection A, Article C, under the fine print and micro print D.
But then Congress got in there and changed it all up, right?
Yeah.
Like the Constitution.
Yeah.
The Constitution's absolutely perfect. And then the Congress got in there and changed this for them, changed that for them. Oh, Lord, man. Come on.
Some people hate God because their life was miserable. You know? Well, I've always been a nice guy, but I've had to suffer through polio all my life.
Yeah, who was that?
Why was that God's fault when man had opportunities to develop cures for polio?
Who said my life was so miserable because I did not have shoes until I saw a man that did not have feet?
Stephen Gibbons said your idea has been done. It started in Australia.
and look at it. Great country.
Yeah. They finally worked things out.
Canada, too, you know.
Well, however these things got to be.
Exactly that same way. England emptied all their prisons and put them on boats and shipped them over here to the colonies.
However things got to be, we got to learn from the good things that were done in history, and we got to not repeat the bad things done in history. We got to find a way, a common ground to resolve the issues of the world. You know, you ain't got nobody to blame in your life for your own personal choices. Now, there are extenuating circumstances where somebody puts you in a situation to where now you are suffering. But still, in that same sense, there is still a choice if you allow them to repeat the process on you. You know, it's kind of like the fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me thing.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? How long is society going to allow themselves to be fooled by the ruling class elite, individuals which aren't even accountable to the United States Congress or your own parliaments or whatever? You know, here on Shaziz Radio, Old King Shaziz is Terrible is kind of like a spoof, you know. It's like, you know, I'm the king, I rule with an iron fist. But we all know, we're sitting at the same round table, we all know we're all the same, you know. We're on equal ground, we're on equal footing, I'm not no better than anybody else out there. It's a laugh in the face of the hypocrisy that we have to deal with on a daily basis. There's kings and queens that blind your eyes and steal your dreams, you know? When are we, the people, going to stop allowing the kings and queens to live high on the hog while we live in squalor? There's people out there in the world that need homes. There's people out there in the world that need medicine. If we can give our tax money to a government that can build a war machine that is so powerful that other nations fear their very existence, then why couldn't we build that same type of machine that goes out to clean up the world and fix things? You see what I mean?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
It took a lot of effort to build the militaries of the world. You know? It took a lot of science to build the bombs. It took a lot of machinery to build the guns and the ammunition and the tanks and the planes. Everyone could come together for the war effort. Why couldn't everyone come together for the peace effort? You know, we're sitting here arguing with our own government over what's right and what's wrong. Well, what's wrong is the fact that we even have to argue with our government, because they took an oath, they swore an oath to serve and protect and uphold the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And you have a government agency that is unknown, unnamed, unaccountable to the United States Congress. That's not representation. That's secrecy. And secrecy, like John F. Kennedy spoke about, is dangerous, because you don't know. What decisions are they making on your behalf behind the scenes? You know, money's always talking about lizard heads out there. I ain't never seen one, but I sure wouldn't want them eating my people while I'm not looking. So, it would need to be brought to light. You know, the evidence need to be brought forward so that we'd know whether or not they existed or not. You understand what I'm trying to say there?
I do.
It ain't no different than the secret societies. They could be the lizard heads for all I know. Because I'm not even privy to know their name. Not even their call sign. CIA, DEA, FBI. We all know those. But what's this other agency that is so sub-secret that not even Congress can speak it out loud before the people, because you can't have the people even knowing what this agency is?
What does the FBI stand for? Is it Fart Behind the Idiot?
Maybe. Some people say it's Female Body Inspector, but that's politically not correct.
No. Fart Behind the Idiot, we're kind of close.
I don't know, man. All I can say is that we got a lot of problems in this world that need to be resolved. And if this is all a game, if this is all a hologram, if it's all for my amusement, I'm not amused. I'm not amused seeing that there's people suffering in the world. I don't find any joy in that at all. I don't find any joy in war and death and destruction. You know, to me, I'm being mentally abused by the system that was supposedly there to protect my freedoms and my rights. And by the same media that's supposed to be there to watch my back, to let me know when things are going right. They're telling me that the doomsday is around the corner. The alternative media is constantly saying there's a doomsday. We got this energy wave coming from space. It's going to cause earthquakes all over the planet. We got global warming. The planet's heating up. Well, now the science has changed to, we were wrong. Global warming ain't happening. It's actually global cooling now. So we went from global warming to climate change to climate disruption to now possible ice age.
Global warming is what causes the ice age.
Well, whatever the case may be, they've told me that there's a doomsday on the horizon and I need to be concerned. I need to reduce my carbon footprint so that we can save the planet.
Yeah, right.
At the same time, they're rooting for war with Russia. They're rooting for war with Syria. They're rooting for war with Iran. They're rooting for war with anybody who disagrees with the system or could challenge the American dollar. They're rooting for them. Weapons of mass destruction. Were they there or were they not? 9-1-1. Was it inside job or was it an outside job? The destabilization of nations. George Soros paying people to go around and start riots and burn down their own communities and all this. I don't know if Trump is good. I don't know if Trump is bad. All I know is Trump was hated by the mainstream media, was hated by the government, was hated by the hardcore leftists. And for that,
I did vote for him.
Yeah, that's why I voted for him. Because if they hate him, he must be doing something right.
No joke.
Hopefully he's a man of his word and not some sort of Manchurian candidate who's going to get in there and implement the one world government that everybody fears so much. I don't know.
Everything I've heard so far since he was elected, what he's done to prepare for his presidency, for his actual term, everything has been on the good side.
Of all the people in the world that I've heard as far as foreign leaders, I think Vladimir Putin's the one that impresses me the most, because he seems like a no-nonsense kind of guy. And he doesn't seem to want to go along with the so-called one-world agenda. Maybe it's a show on his side, too. I don't know. All I know is the information that's being portrayed out there via the media, all the information that I've gathered and watched, all these different YouTube videos and conspiracy theories and so on and so forth. And so I base my opinion on that. I don't want to go to war with Russia, do you?
No.
Why would I?
I would rather be friends with them, and I mean real friends, and help each other.
Yeah.
In commercial trade. I mean, there's a lot of things over there in Russia that they have that we would like to have. There's a lot of things over here that we have they would like to have. Let's do some trade.
Well, that's best.
Fight over it. Why should we go over and try to take what they got? Why should they come over here and take what we got when we can just say, hey, look here, I've got more of this than I need. Would you want some of it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, how about what do you got that you don't need? I mean, that I want. And make a trade.
Well, that falls under the realm of common sense. And common sense doesn't seem to be so common these days. You know, if our world is in jeopardy, if we got all these problems and we're continuously repeating the past over and over and over again, if we're heading off into the great abyss, I would say that of 9 billion people, the majority needs to now stand up. The majority needs to raise their voices as loudly as possible and be heard. And I'm not talking about in a violent manner, because every time you go out there and protest violently, you give them more power.
Right.
You always give them more power every time you tear down your own communities.
Yep.
The wealthy are going to move their businesses out of your communities, and you're not going to have jobs. They're not going to bring the business back there as long as they know that there's a potential that you're going to burn them out again. You hurt yourself and you hurt your neighbors every single time you get out there and become violent against your own community. You're not impressing me, you're not impressing the cops, you're not impressing each other, you're making yourself look ridiculous. It's like the whole concept of standing out there talking about save the trees, and in your hand you have a wooden stick and a paper sign saying save the trees. Really? You could have shouted that out with your mouth, save the trees! But no, you took a wooden stick, put a paper sign on there, and wrote save the trees.
You just said the wrong thing. Shout it out. Save the trees. Look at all the hot air going into the air contributing more to global warming.
Well,
that's a lot of hot air, man. Save the trees.
If I tell the people that nature has it under control, I get mocked and ridiculed because they think that I don't understand how nature functions.
You know, just about every major paper company in the United States, when they cut a tree down, they plant two or three more.
Yeah, but here's the thing that a lot of people overlook. You go out there, you mow your lawn several times during the summertime. You mow your lawn and you keep it all groomed and it looks nice and everything. But the moment you don't start mowing your lawn, about a week it starts getting pretty tall. And the bugs and the snakes start moving in. About 2 weeks, it's up to your ankles. And about 3 weeks, it's up to your knees. And it just keeps on going. You'll have trees in your yard. And sticker bushes. Nature will take back what you're not tending to. If you don't cut your lawn, within a year, you're living in a jungle. Within 2 years, you got overbrush going on. And without nature throwing a lightning strike down there and starting a fire and burning off some of that overgrowth, then you're going to get sucked in by the doggone bugs and the weeds and the vines and all that. The kudzu that Thomas talks about all the time, that'll just like tear your building apart. All right, it'll just grow everywhere, moss and everything. Nature will take back what it thinks that you don't want to use. And so with that said, nature's got that part in control. Now we got to get each other in control. We got to get each other working together and, you know, keep what we want to use clean, keep what we want to use groomed, and nature will let us be. But the moment we start polluting nature, nature's going to fight back. Nature always does. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, whatever or whoever created this world gave us a self-contained biosphere of epic proportions because they knew we'd be having these conversations that we're having right now over what's right and what's wrong, what we should and shouldn't do, how we should heal the sick and feed the hungry and shelter the homeless. Knew that we'd be busy fighting amongst each other over who's right and who's wrong, whether there is or isn't a God. And so we ain't got time to take care of the world. We ain't got time to take care of the earth. And so whoever created this planet that we're living on, this flat plane of existence or hologram, set it up in such a fashion that the Earth is a self-contained biosphere. It cleans its own mess up. It cleans your mess up. It basically rejuvenates itself. Whatever gets thrown in the trash absorbs back into the system. It recycles itself over and over. There's volcanoes that spew up fresh materials. There's sinkholes that suck down other materials. There's water slopping around all the time. There's wind blowing. You know, nature is continuously doing what nature does, while we sit there and waste time fighting amongst each other instead of working in harmony with nature and bringing about the heaven on earth, the utopia that I keep talking about. The doggone positive pebbles in the pond that send us off into the right direction instead of over the cliffs in a barrel, over the falls in a barrel, over the cliff into the great abyss. What we have, the power that we have available to us is so vast, so amazing. And as humanity, we are squandering it. We have the power of the spoken word. There's a whole lot to be said about that. We have the power of the pen. We have the power of our actions. You know, we have free will. We have a choice on what kind of person we're going to be every morning when we wake up. The sun comes out, I stub my toe, and, you know, I have a choice right now. I can just react and throw out a bunch of profanity, or I can think, well, you know, I should have been watching where I was walking, and that wouldn't have happened. You see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Looks like we got Barry in here. How you doing, brother?
Morning, Shaziz. Tom and Raymond, how you doing? I just got in here, so I have not listened to the show at all. I slept in today. I don't know what that happened there, but didn't get out of bed till late, so.
Well, maybe it was your body telling you that it's time to take a break.
I think my body was telling me it wanted to sleep in this morning.
Yep.
So I wasn't going to argue, is it? And just got my first coffee in me. It gets my brain going. Before that, I can't even think about talking. It seems to open up all the pathways in your brain. It's amazing stuff, that coffee. But how's everybody doing today?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. We're talking about all kinds of stuff, but what the actual conversation actually started off with was a video that I saw on YouTube and posted over there at ShazizRadio.com in the chat room, where Congress was talking to an agency about said emails that went on. But what was the key point and the most disturbing point about this situation was they were saying that there was a certain agency that named that name of certain agency could not even be uttered before the people, that it had to be done behind closed doors. So Congress, being supposedly having oversight of any government agency out there with the power of the purse and making legislation and such, couldn't even know who was in charge of said emails, couldn't even utter the name of who was in charge. Who is this agency? Who are they? You see what I'm saying? Which is a very disturbing thing, because if there's an agency out there so secret that you can't even know their name, and they have access to information that is not available to so much as Congress, without them being sworn in or, you know, behind the scenes, behind closed door kind of thing, we got a problem. We got a serious problem. And
I would agree with that.
So my question to the people out there is that we all
what's
know.
Going on?
Yeah.
What are they doing behind closed doors?
Yeah.
That they don't want nobody to know about. Well, of course, we know there's a diabolical plan being launched on the human race right now. And I'm sure that's what's being discussed. And you got to be a part of the big party to get in there and hear what's going on, I guess.
Well, Thomas posted a video over there in the chat room about a bunch of dots. And the majority of the dots, which is like 9 billion people on the planet, is being ruled by a little tiny percentage of dots out there. They are supposedly the representation and the global elites, and, you know, the ones who are supposedly there to ensure that law and order and society moves on in an orderly fashion. However, when they become so secret that, first off, one of the questions I asked was, if these emails were so secret that a secret government agency that you can't even know the name of in public were out there by a certain person, there's been people that have went to prison for so much less. Why isn't anybody in jail because of this? If these secrets are out there on a server that was unsecured and this is really an occurrence that happened, why ain't nobody in jail over this deal? Why is there an agency that I can't even know the name of in my government?
Well, why isn't Barack Obama in jail? Why isn't Hillary Clinton in jail? Because they're all protected by the same group that's involved with this. Obviously, this is very deep and very hidden well behind the curtains. But we know for a fact that there's a diabolical group in this government. The whole government is diabolical. It's been taken over by people whose minds that we can't even begin to explain. So, you know, this is all part of what's going on right now. She says there's a war going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. I cannot, honestly, guys, I sit here and I wake up every day and I just go, my Lord God, I mean, what is going on in this planet? It is absolutely going insane right now. And, you know, this is just part of it, Shiziz. I mean, there's a plan being launched right now against, I honestly believe that there is a plan going to be unleashed on the American people here in the very, very, very near future that is going to knock everybody right off their feet.
Well, and
society
why
is going to react the way they want society to react.
That's why I'm trying to rally the troops of the world, the we the people of the world, the 9 billion, the majority of the 9 billion out there, to not react the way that they expect you to react. You know, it don't make no sense going out and burning down your own community. You're not hurting the government. You're not hurting the establishment in any form or fashion. You're actually making them more powerful and more wealthy.
You're playing right into their plan.
Yeah.
And that's what we see unfolding right now in America. And I every opportunity, I think everybody right now that's listening to this, every opportunity we get right now, I think there's never been a more important time in history that we really got to nail it down to our friends and neighbors that our very way of existence is in jeopardy. And if we don't come together here quickly, which I don't know how that's going to happen, Jesus, that's an answer I can't give you, but if we don't do it and the human race doesn't rally, then I think we're in some of the deepest and darkest times we've ever experienced in human history.
Yeah, Raymond,
and I would say that with more truth in my voice right now.
Raymond said it best when he said that it is possible, but it's highly unlikely. You know, and we know what the book says. You and I know what our book says, that, you know, these times will come around, you know. And said that no man would know the time or day, that, you know, not even the angels in heaven would know, that only the Father would know what time the second coming would come about. But in the meantime, we got some things to contend with that are literally in our face. I don't think our good book ever told us to lay down the evil. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, but can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
It wasn't the fact that the people stood up, finally got off their dead duff, stood up and voted Trump as president. Isn't that a sign that the people are ready to stand up?
Yeah, and we need to keep that ball rolling.
Whether he does or not, he claimed that he was going to try to straighten out the government.
Yeah.
So the people, finally, somebody said something that they agree with. They finally, somehow, he got up there and said his piece, and he got the people to rally together. And the people are getting sick and tired of the government.
And according to all the information presented to me, what I've seen in this episode right here was, even though they did everything under the sun, from election fraud to dead people voting and illegal aliens voting and so on, even though they pulled all the dirty tricks onto the book and even had the mainstream media on their side, that so many people came out to vote that it overwhelmed the fraud, and he still got chosen. But now they're still trying to fight it. They're still trying to, the last death cry, so to speak.
Yep.
Well, you know, Shazaz, the fact now that the corruption is being exposed big time on mainstream media really has to make you wonder if this is part of their plan.
Well,
I mean, what was exposed about the DNC yesterday? All this crap about the Russians being hacking into the voting stations. I mean, it has been proven now beyond a shadow of a doubt, and this was exposed yesterday on mainstream media. ABC covered this, that all that hacking came directly from the Department of Homeland Security. It's all been traced back to IP addresses for computers inside Homeland Security. So there's nothing coming from Russia. It's coming from inside your own government. Your government is in high treason right now. This is unbelievable that the whole of America isn't out on the street right now, walking down to Washington and looking for a government, because this is treason, and it's so in your face. It's being exposed now on lamestream. It is everywhere, and yet we don't see a cry out of the American people.
I agree.
That shocks me.
Where I hold hope that Trump will actually help the country, I also hold skepticism, because I don't even know if he's not even the Manchurian candidate, or even worse yet, the Antichrist for that matter. I don't know.
But exactly. He's a puppet on the left and a puppet on the right. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm totally against Trump, but we've got to sit and look at the whole picture and how they brought this guy into the picture and what his role is right now. And everything they do, people, everything they do is thought out years in advance.
Yeah.
Years in advance.
Well,
they implement into society.
What I'm saying is we got to be like Thomas Jefferson said, and now more than ever, eternally vigilant. We got to pay attention
Absolutely.
To what's being said,
well,
literally.
I said it on the same show one other time. Now, the American people finally got a man to stand up and say that he's going to try to straighten things out. So we rallied around him. We got him in as president. The worst thing we could possibly do is become complacent.
Yep.
Now, we stood up. Now we need to continue standing up and standing behind the man.
Yep.
Well, yeah, we got to hold his feet to the coals.
That's right.
But I think Donald Trump's going to disappoint a lot of people when he's inaugurated, if he gets to the inauguration, guys, and that's something I honestly believe is a very real possibility of a major attack sometime in the next couple weeks to stop the inauguration of Donald J. Trump. And there's many, we talked about the mechanisms they could use. There's lots they could use right now to throw society into a complete turmoil, justify martial law, nullify the inauguration of Donald J. Trump.
Well,
Mr. Obama continues on.
I'll say this because
that's one possibility.
Next, made the same comments when Obama was elected for the first time. I mean, every redneck in the United States knew that he would never be sworn in, that somebody would take him down. Didn't happen.
I'll say this because I said it before. Whenever Obama came on the scene, the way that they portrayed him as if the media portrayed him as if he was literally the Messiah. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And that information and other information led me to believe that he could potentially be the biblical Antichrist. Now, I'll say this right now, because I said that before, that if he remains in office, that's going to confirm it for me. All right.
That would confirm it for me too, Shazaz.
Because
I've looked at that too. Go ahead. Sorry, I'm trying to interrupt.
So with that said, I don't know to this point, because it hasn't all played out to give me all the information necessary. If Trump is assassinated and Obama stays in office, and I'm going to be convinced now more than ever that he's literally who the book was talking about. All right. I'm only basing that off of everything that was told to me. So if it's a psychological operation, they, whoever they are, is the one to put that information out for me to absorb. And I base my decisions off that. So why they are calling me a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theories, homophobe, xenophobe, or whatever, and attacking my religion, they the ones that put me in a position where I'm at. Am I wrong?
I'm not even going to dignify that one with an answer.
That was a mouthful, Shazaz.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the beginning again now.
They put me there. All right? They wanted to know how far that they can push the American people. Well, this is it. This is how far you can push them.
Well, yeah, you know, the divisions they put into society in the last 40, 50 years, guys, are working really, really well, because we as a nation, as a people right now, should be screaming at the top of our lungs. We should be holding every elected official to account. We should be marching on Parliament right now. Same thing in Canada. She says our Prime Minister is beyond treasonous. He is totally out of control. I screamed at my top of my lungs when this guy was elected that he was going to destroy Canada shortly, but he's doing it even quicker than I thought he would do it. So we're facing the same scenario. He's a true globalist, true and true. He's just doing exactly what he's being told to do. Him and Mr. Obama are very, very good friends. Yeah. So we see this thing everywhere right now, buddy, and it's ramping up at light speed, folks. It really is. I think every conversation for everybody to have right now would be around the kitchen table talking about this and start having meetings with your friends. Get out and actually invite your neighbors over for dinner and have a conversation about this. Because this is a time that is, like Shiz has said, we don't have a lot of time, and I honestly believe that. And every day I wake up and I pray that the human race will rise and stand against this. And I don't see it. So I don't know, Shaziz, are we going down the road that the Bible tells us we're going to go down?
Well,
I have
so
to believe
far,
that,
it's
buddy.
Being pretty close.
I have to believe that. Yeah.
What I like to say.
It's like Johnny says, it's going by the book right now, Shaziz.
Yeah. What I like to say to people out there is you buy auto insurance. You buy home insurance, you buy health insurance, you do all these things to protect yourself, you lock the door, some of you stock up on firearms and ammunition, you do all this stuff for a reason, all right, as insurance, just in case, worst case scenario. So my biggest thing that you need to protect yourself is mentally to get ready, because whatever is fixing to come about via the alternative media, via the mainstream media, via the world in general, is going to come in with such vengeance and in the most inopportune time that you literally get caught with your pants down and you're going to get caught off guard, and it's all going to happen at the worst doggone time.
You know, you said something.
That's the case. Am I wrong, Barry?
You know,
go ahead, Raymond. I'll let Raymond. Raymond wants to talk, Raymond, and then I'll let a comment on that.
Before, I moved my family from Norfolk, Virginia to Sligo, North Carolina. In Norfolk, Virginia, every house had locks on them, and you did not go to bed at night without locking your doors for fear somebody might break in and hurt your family or steal something you had. When you left your home, you locked your door so nobody would break in and steal what you had. But they kept doing it anyway. They got around the locks. I moved my family to a small, very, very small community in Sligo, North Carolina. We had locks on the doors, but when we left home, we did not lock our doors out of fear. It was fear that kept us from locking our doors. Fear that a neighbor might come by and need something and could not get in to get it.
Yep.
Everybody out there shared. They shared everything they had with their neighbors. Everybody.
Well,
unfortunately, we don't see that in society anymore.
That's what we need to see. But my point about saying all of what I just said about being mentally prepared for what's about to come about is based off of what everybody out there is saying. All right, people are telling you it's hopeless. People are telling you ain't got no. There's nothing you can do about it. People are telling you that the governments want a war with each other and that doomsday's around the doggone corner. And if you ain't mentally prepared, if you're not keeping eternally vigilant on even your elected officials out there, if you're not paying attention to what's going on around you, you're going to be the one standing out in the doggone cold wondering what just happened. Am I wrong?
No, the great deception is coming, guys. And what we're seeing right now is all the little pieces, and I honestly believe that all the little pieces now are starting to come together. We see the government in panic mode. We see absolute chaos all around the planet, and everywhere I look, every country in the world right now seems to be in a total state of chaos.
Yep.
Well, you know, this was all planned and thought out over a long period of time, guys, and now we see it coming to fruition.
All right,
so I say to people, the most important thing in your life right now is, like Shaziz said, be vigilant, be talking to your friends and neighbors, but make sure you're right in your heart and your soul. because this stuff is going to come, and it's going to hit the human race in a way that I don't even want to get into, but I honestly believe it's just around the corner, and you have to prepare yourself. Like Shaziz said, the most important thing is to be aware that it's coming and not to get completely blindsided. Like a majority of the public will, they're going to be blindsided by the events that come. They're going to turn to their government for answers, and the government's not going to be there.
Yep.
Period.
But the seed of hope that I got to plant out there because of my own personal faith is this. The evil of this world is playing a game of chess with the creator that wrote the game. And so with that said, maybe Trump's in there for a reason. Maybe Trump is the checkmate or check or whatever, you know. Maybe whatever entity you think is the creator of this world has put evil in check and is getting ready to go for checkmate. But maybe it's a case of worst case scenario, and it's just the opposite. Regardless of how it turns out, you got to keep your eyes open now more than ever because of what everybody's saying, what everybody's doing. You're seeing actions speak louder than words. You know, if there's people starving in the world and people ain't feeding them, there's a problem. If there's secret government agencies you can't even know the name of, that they're supposedly representing you, are they really representing you, or are they ruling you? That's the question.
Using you like pawns.
I believe that our God's got everything under control. I believe that the devil, so to speak, is in for one humiliating defeat when it's all said and done. But I don't know the time.
I believe that Trump cannot do a daggone thing by himself. It's we, the people, the working class people, we're the ones that put him in as president because he promised to do these things. Now, he couldn't have made it president if the working class people hadn't got off their dead duck and voted him in.
Well,
now, if they sit down complacent and expect him to do all the work by himself, uh-uh.
That's the point I was trying to...
What did Kennedy say? Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country when we did it.
Yep, that's the point I was trying to get to.
Over again, supporting
that the battle.
As long as he fights to do what he wants to do, what he said he was going to do, as long as he's fit, you don't hold his feet to the fire. You back him.
That's the point that I was trying to get to, that the war between good and evil is just now getting started, and it's time that once you're already on your feet. If you're listening to this radio show, you're on your feet. You're standing. Mentally, maybe. Physically, you might be sitting in a chair or on a couch or whatever. But put down the beer and the cookies and the nachos and the video games and get out there and become proactive in your communities. Keep eternally vigilant on things that are going on in this world. Otherwise, you're liable to get blindsided. Now subscribe to all the doomsday prophecies such as Planet X and energy waves from space or lizards eating your face off. I think what we're fighting against is an evil that's even worse than all of that. An evil that will take your mind and your soul and twist it inside and out so that you even doubt your own very existence. And that's where I stand right now, because all of what I see right now is going against everything I was ever taught. It's going against all the common sense of what is right and what is wrong. And I'm shouting it out to the world because I'm hoping that those folks that are standing up, that stood up for Trump, that stood up for goodness and justice, will continue to stand up because, like I said, we're in the middle of the battle right now. Period.
Absolutely. You know, in the end times, my book tells me, Shaziz, in the end times of the earth, in this particular time in history that it's laying out very clearly in front of my eyes right now, that the devil's power will be rampant, that he will absolutely run ramp poop on this country and on this world, and that's exactly what we see happening right now in our world.
Yep.
In the last 10 years, Shaziz, the changes that I have seen just boggle my mind. Subtle changes, but they're all being put in front of us. And folks, if you can't see it now, then you really, truly are not paying attention.
Yeah,
and as responsible individuals, it's critical for us right now to pay attention.
A man like Paul Harvey spelled it out in 1965. You realize how many years ago that was?
And hit it on the head.
Yeah. Right on. Absolutely. Nail right on the head. Exactly what we're talking about here today. Now, the good book said, in the last days there'd be wars and rumors of wars, plagues and families, famines, nation would rise against nation.
Earthquakes
in diverse places. You know?
We're seeing it. We're seeing incredible activity right now.
We're seeing it. So, if this isn't the end times, then we are literally getting to a point where we're ready to go off into the great abyss, and this may be humanity's last hope to get things right, and so far, we ain't got our act together. There's more and more on a daily basis rising up via alternative media that are actually trying to make a difference in the world. We are fighting for our freedoms and our lives. We're fighting for our souls and our very existence. So,
all I can say to you folks is seek Jesus while there's still time. In my heart, I know he's real. And I'm not here to thump the Bible on anybody, but I know that what he has laid down in Revelation, so what I understand about what's unfolding in front of our world right now, tells me beyond a shadow of a doubt in my mind that we are in those times that he talks about. You have to prepare your soul. You have to prepare your mind for what is coming. Because like Shazam said, this is going to hit the human race in ways that we can't even begin to explain to you. America has hit the bottom as far as morality. And God's judgment is going to come on America unless we see a total repentance inside this nation. The nation needs to heal itself from the inside out. We have gone to the bottom. We cannot go there. Any nation in history that has gone where America has gone now has fallen apart, and it's going to happen again.
I agree. And something Trump said during his election deal when he was talking about how the African American community had been abused for all this time by the other party, and he said, you know, at this stage in the game, what do you got to lose? Give me a chance. That's what he said, all right? Well, I kind of think that that's what Jesus said at the same time was, what do you got to lose? You see what I mean?
Exactly.
So if you totally discount the whole situation, if you totally discount a possibility of a creator or a heaven or whatever, or your eternal soul or whatever, what do you got to lose? At least look into it. Am I wrong?
You're 100% right. Because what do you have to lose? So we stood up and said, okay, give the man a shot. But he's one man. If you're going to give him a shot, support him. If he does something wrong, take him down.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Well, folks,
I mean, you know, everybody wanted to give Obama a shot because he's the first black president. Why? What difference does it make whether he's black, white, green, or purple? I don't care what color or what sex our president is, as long as he or she does his or her job properly, and that is support the American people.
Well, and I'm saying it goes further than that, support the world, because as a free nation, you know, America could be a guiding light, a lighthouse, so to speak, for the rest of the world, a beacon of hope. And right now, we can't even take care of our own business. So what are we doing dipping into everybody else's business out there?
Wait a minute. Trump is a businessman. He's in things for
That's
profit.
Not the kind of business I'm talking about.
Wait a minute. I know. But let me think just for a second, all right? The Trump is a businessman. Now, we've had politicians year after year after year, and they keep going downhill and downhill and downhill. Now all of a sudden we've got a businessman in there that knows how to build things up and make them better, stronger, richer.
Well, let's just hope he's a man.
He knows how to do this. We put him in there to do it.
Let's just hope he's a man.
They're going wolfed in and say, duh, have at it. No, back him.
Well, it seems to me that Obama had the whole nation feeling the same way before he was put into power in 2008. He had the whole nation believing in hope and change that this was it. We're going to get it straightened out. And what did we see? And all I can say about Donald Trump is let's see what the gentleman does when he is actually put into the position of president, if he gets there.
Well, yeah? It's
the same right, Raymond. You can tell people whatever you want to hear. You can rally the nation. You can say the right words. To me, buddy, honestly, I think he's just playing a part. Okay. Well, now maybe. I don't want. A lot of people are going to knock me for that, but that's the way I see it.
Maybe.
Because we got to remember that he is. You got to look at the big picture. You got to look how he was brought in and what he's saying, how he's rallying the American people. But when he gets into power, let's see what he actually does.
Yeah, but maybe
the people that he's surrounding himself with, Raymond, there's some good people that he's brought into his cabinet, but he's brought in some globalists. So you tell me what's going on there.
As Raymond pointed out, we've been told this by one guy who got elected and was in there for 8 years. But now there's another guy in town. As Raymond pointed out, we're not just going to let him run amok. We're going to stand beside him. We're going to stand with him. And
have to keep his feet to the course.
That's the point. That's the point I believe Raymond was trying to make. You know, folks, we're down to it. We're actually running over. But I want to give you guys a last chance to say something, you know, about your thoughts on the matter. But before we get to that point, I want to just tell the people out there listening, we're not trying to discourage you and not have hope in the possibility that, you know, the world and America could be great again. We're just trying to tell you that your vote, as far as the way that you act and the way that you speak and the things that you do in your own community and the knowledge that you put inside your head, is going to make or break your future. Literally, we're in the middle right now of the biggest war for your mind, soul, and body than humanity's ever seen. And the only ones out there who can do anything about this isn't those so-called representation that don't even have a name that you can hear. You can't know who they are. It's that secret. And when our government gets to the point where it has a secret agency that you, the people, can't even know, it's time for you, the people, to stand up en masse and do what's necessary to resolve this situation and keep the power in the hands of the people. My book says no man knows the time or day that he'd come like a thief in the night. And so with that said, until that day occurs, we should be doing the best job that we can for one another to keep our house in order so that when our Creator shows up, he's got something good to see. If you understand what I'm trying to say.
Can I ask you a question? This secret society that you keep talking about, it was in a movie you saw, not real. Am I right or wrong?
Wrong. Congress said it.
Congress
just got through saying it. They were asking about doggone emails. This society, this group, this secret government group, Congress is supposed to have oversight of every government organization. They wrote the laws that made them where they could be an organization to where they could protect our country. And when Congress isn't privy to even the name spoken in public, then you got a serious problem. You know, we've heard about the Illuminati. We've heard about the Freemasons. We've heard about the Skull and Bones. We've heard about all these supposed secret societies, but we're privy to hear their names. But yet this one specific agency that was in control of these originated documents were not able to hear the name of the... We're not even able to know who they are. We're not even able to discuss any of the content, potential content, not even skirting around it. It had to be done behind closed doors. It was that secret that Congress couldn't even talk about it in a hearing that was supposed to be investigating what did or didn't occur.
Yep. In my closing comments, is I've actually been talking to Dr. Greg Ford, who's a whistleblower in the States. I'm going to have him on my show here Wednesday night. Shazaz, I invite you guys to tune in on TCT. He's going to be on at 7 p.m. Pacific time. In the first hour, I have Roger Landry joining me, and he's also going to... We had a conversation about this exact same thing the other day, Shazaz, and he's very into what's going on. And Roger's going to talk about it. Lately, he's going to be doing an hour on vaccines on Wednesday night, guys. So please tune in and listen to what Roger, and then listen to what Greg Fort has to say about this situation we're talking about.
Yep.
I didn't want to plug my show, but it's going to be a good one on Wednesday night. I'm looking forward to it.
Anything out there that's actually moving us forward towards trying to get people aware of what's actually occurring, you know, we've been bombarded by, you know, I keep saying they, and I don't know who they are. Congress don't even know who they are. All right? And if Congress don't know who they are, then we the people are in trouble. And so they put all this information out there. They pitted us against each other. They put out the labels such as xenophobe, homophobe, whatever kind of phobe, and racist, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. They put it out there on us, and we're using these weapons that they put out there on us against one another to sit there and argue, while, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Snidely Whiplash is right in the cookie jar.
They're the masters of deception, she says.
That's right.
By closing... Absolutely, you know, we are really, I agree with everything you just said, is that we are really at a pinnacle in human history right now, and I would just ask people to pay attention and to look into what we've been talking about. Take some time to talk to your neighbors and friends and your family about this, because I think in the near future that's what we're going to have to fall back on. If we don't have that, we have nothing.
That's right.
It's going to start in our communities, guys, because I honestly believe, unless there is a major turnaround in the heart and soul of America, because America has gone from being a nation of values, of God-fearing people, which, if you look into the history of America, how it was formed, our whole, the whole history, and where we are now, where America is now, it just boggles my mind, but we're here. We have to address the here and now, and what we're seeing is just an incredible sequence of events unfolding, and I think we're going to be seeing some more incredible events in the near future.
Yeah.
I ask people just to look into it and take some time to listen and maybe look into what we're saying and find out if it's true or not, because times are going to be bad, guys.
I got two short things to say, and I'd like to say, number one, if you voted for Trump, back him. Don't back down. Help him. Okay? Number two, don't stop talking about war, but let's don't talk about it today so much. Let's start talking trade. Love your brother, trade with him. Love each other, love the whole world, love each other. Look what I can do for you, because I've got more of this than you do. What do you got to trade me with? Trade. Don't war, don't steal.
I agree. So, guys, we got to go. That's the Knights of the Round Table. If you like this show, please share the podcast on your social media networks. Bring people to the table. Let's try to use common sense and remain vigilant and just try to get through this mess together, because there's right now, at this stage in the game, there ain't no turning back. It's now brace for impact and cover yourself and your each other, because it's ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. We've been given a gift, such an amazing gift, that we as humanity are literally allowing to be squandered, or are actually in the process of squandering it ourselves. We have the power, the potential's there, but like Raymond said, it's highly unlikely that mankind's going to get their act together fast enough to avert the disaster that we see coming. So I'm not trying to fear you. I'm just trying to get you to understand that we can't do this alone. None of us can.
You're right.
So
go ahead.
Go ahead, Barry.
It's a matter of life and death right now. We need to address this now, because really what's coming, what I know of what's coming and what I can see of what's coming, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. And we've got to think about our children and our friends and people we love, and the turmoil that's going to come if we allow this to play out. So we really got to look at it, guys, and look in the mirror and say, hey, well, you know, if this is real, if this really is going to happen, what can I do about it? And like Cicero said, there's lots of things we can do about it.
Yeah.
It's not all doom and gloom. It starts in your heart, though. Really starts in your heart.
We have chosen our champion. Now, let not throw him to the wolves.
That's right. And don't discount the chance of redemption. We could fix this if we try hard enough. That's about all I can say.
If Trump is truly our champion, then we need to back him.
We need to back each other. We need to back our elected representatives. We need to back our communities. We need to start protecting one another. We need to solve the problems of the world. We can do this. I'm telling you, we can do it. We've been given the power and the free will to choose. And right now, It's going to take every man, woman, and child out there to stand up and do what needs to be done to set this world right. So with that said, you've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Peace and love. Everybody take care.
Woman, man, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how do you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur.
That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Do you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't...
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table, three knots whenever we're able. We do routines to call the scenes, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more mid table. So many times we give and rise, but are quite unsignable. We're off the mad in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right. Hear ye, hear ye. King Shazir the Terrible. All those who are kings, Shazir the Terrible, and the Knights of the Round Table.